Zion Adar Aleph Toshin Numbers.
This morning I had a chance to look up a little bit the Rabbi Yeruchim Perlo's commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah. I said over what he said totally wrong about Shem and Zayis. He wants to suggest, I mentioned that Akiva Eges Kasha on Gemara Shabbat at the beginning of the Amar Madlikin, that in the Gemara it's found as if Shem Zayis is not Miyakid for the Menorahs. I said, Rabbi Kumpela has a suggestion that maybe it's not Miyakid. That was a mistake. He has that suggestion that he gave to Shem and Lamanachas. That's what he quotes a few Midrashim, that maybe Shem and Zayis is not Likula for Karbim Mincha. Maybe you can use the other kinds of oil also. But the Menorah, it would appear that it is Miyakid. So that's why Rabbi Akiva Eges Kasha is still a good question. Didn't have a chance to look it up until this morning. Beginning of today's Sedra, you have the din of Kiddush Kedayim V'Raglayim. And the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim discusses the details of this mitzvah. The Chumash says that if a Kohen does avoid it without Kiddush Kedayim V'Raglayim, he's Chai Misav Dei Shamayim. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim that the avoid is Mechulelos. Even by the Ever, the avoid will be possible. The Gemara there in the beginning of the second parak of Zvachim has a machlekes tatanayim where the lina pasels and kiddush adayim raglayim. Lina we know pasels on karbonis. So what if a kohen washed his hands and his feet and he doesn't have to wash kiddush adayim raglayim for every single avodah? That's only special din kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. Has to do kiddush adayim raglayim 10 times. Every time he puts on one of the big dikuna, every time he takes off one of the big dikuna, and he puts on and takes off 10 times, because he has the avodah divided into 5 units. Every unit of avodah he puts on the gun, takes off the gun, puts on the next gun, takes off the next gun. So since the 10 times that he does Levisha's gun, the Hafshotas of Gadim, so he needs 10 times Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But it's not the equivalent. Let's say on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will only do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim once in the morning. So but the everyday avodah will be kosher. He will not have fulfilled the proper mitzvah of the Seder avodah Sayyoyim L'chatchila to do 10 times Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but the everyday avodah will not be mechulelos. So the Gemara has there in Zvachim, the beginning of the second parak, a kohen can do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in the morning and rely on that all day long unless he takes a nap in the middle of the day, or unless he's Mesir Das from the Shmiras Hayadayim, like by us. If the person washes and puts a dime for bread and then he's Mesir Das from Shmiras Hayadayim, then he has to wash again. So the Gemara has the same over here about Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. What happens, let's say, if the kohen is mesir tas from his hands and not from his feet, or from the feet and not from the hands, does he have to do kiddush adayim viraglayim? Or is it enough if he does just the one that he was mesir tas from? And haschin alchan, this pasuk has a haychocha from the Gemara in Yumra, from the middle of Yumra, that if he's mesir tas from one and not from the other, all he has to do is kiddush adayim from the one that he was mesir tas from, and not from the other. It's a funny case. How could it be mesir tas from one, not from the other? So let's say he has a glove on one and the other one he doesn't, and he's not watching, but the one that had the glove, nothing happened with that. He didn't touch his body or anything with that, because he's covered with the glove. So the Minhas Chinuch claimed that he has a raya in the Gemara that if he did in the morning Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and then later on he's Mesiach Das from one or the other, so all he has to do over again is the one from which he was Mesiach Das. And on the bottom of the page of the brand new fancy deluxe Minhas Chinuch from Machon Yerushalayim, they write in the footnote that you should look in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on this week's Sedra, who disagrees. He thinks that whatever you do, kid, whenever you're required to do some, you got to do all. It's like a person is tevil with a mikveh. That's a person is tevil with a mikveh. So he has to be tevil the whole body. So let's say later on he only touched the sheretz with this finger. So you say, oh, you only have to be tevil this finger. No, if you touch the sheretz with this finger, you have to be tevil the whole body again. So here also, if you mesiach das from this hand, even though you weren't Mesiach Das from the, let's say you touched with this hand, come some chusim shivagufo or something that would require, you touched some dirt or something that would require kiddush ayad all over again. So the Arachaim says, so once you need kiddush ayad, you need the whole works. Everything is one big unit. Should be enough kamina for chatzitza also. This machalik is between the Minhas Chinuch and the Arachaim. It's very strange that it doesn't appear anywhere earlier than that. Maybe the next deluxe edition of the Minhas Chinuch they'll discuss it. There's an earlier discussion. So the very thing should be left to be a machleg in Minhas Chinuch and the Arachaim HaKadosh. But the Shechaben HaFkemina about Chatzitz also, let's say Minatera Chatzitz only passes in Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, like in the Tilsi Adayim. Minatera Chatzitz only passes if you have Rubo Yamakbid. Let's say a person is telling me he's taking on the Mikvah. So Minatera only Chatzitz of Rubo Yamakbid. the Rabbanim we discussed yesterday, Ruba, that Makamakam, that would be fine. So what happens, how would you determine Rubai? Rubai, let's say this hand, you need Kiddush Adayim, it's also Shaila. Kiddush Adayim is still how far? Till here? Oh, till here. That's not like this Rashi and Taisus. Where's the end of the Yad? Where's the end of the Yad? For Netilos Yadayim, that's an afkamina. Where the Kohanim have to wash Netilos Yadayim before they duchen? Do they have to? So one opinion is they have to wash till here. For the Yalba, we'll make a lot on that they should wash till here. But the Kohanim and Mekel, they only wash till here. But that's L'chola day is wrong. Either you machin till here or you Mekel till here. But you certainly need till the end of the wrist. So the Gemara says that Netilos Yadayim for bread is one step less than Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for Avodah. So according to Rashi, who holds that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is till here, so the Rashi's machin, you have to do the Netilos Yadayim Suda has to be till the wrist. Whereas according to Tosis, he says that until Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is up until the wrist, so then until Adayim for bread, Nikra Adin is just until the end of the fingers, just till the knuckles, and that's enough. So on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we're machmer for bread for any time of until Adayim. So on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we follow the Nikra Adin, like Tosis, only till here. And all year long, the Bessiasis says that we should be machmer all the way till the wrist. They tell a story about one of the great tzaddikim. That in Europe they didn't have running water from the faucet. They had to have a masharesis, had to go draw water from the well. And like when you go to a wedding, so the waiters have to go get water that everybody should wash until it's done. So if I'm going to be machmet to pour a lot of water, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara that if you use a lot of water, you'll be zeichet to riches. You'll become wealthy in the sense of using a lot of water. So if I want to be machmet to use a bucket of water for the right hand and two buckets of water for the left hand, and this poor guy's going to have to schlep the water, so I'm being a big tzaddik and his tejman. So I think they tell over that the Beis HaLevi was once very medactic about that when he was washing in someone else's home and the Mishareses had to schlep the water, so he only washed the tzimtzum till the end of the fingers, and he didn't want that the people were looking at him. He was always known as such a machmir, and he always was medactic and everything. All of a sudden now he was mezalzel, so he said he didn't think it was right on her tejman. Should be like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, that you should follow the Ikra. We have faucets in America. So, by the weddings. So, Shaila, yeah.
So, I understand.
Isn't
that in the Tuma, is it washing the Kiddush Adin?
No.
It's just washing the hands.
Right, but he holds this is one big unit.
Not half the body is tongue.
Right. Yeah, but he holds that that's the whole, the unit is, you're dying, you're lying. It would happen after Kamina for Ruba Yamak, but that's when we started to say, how would you judge Ruba? Let's say the hand either means till here or till here. So how would you have Ruba? Ruba means a chatzitza, a vink, a dirt or something that's covering the roiv of the hand, or has to be covering so much of the body, the roiv of counting together the hands and the 2 feet together, the roiv of everything all together, you would have a chatzitza. According to the Mechas Chinuch, every yad and every regal is treated as a separate unit. So the roiv would be determined by each yad and each regal independently. According to the Aruch Chaim, you would have to judge your yadayim v'raglayim all together. It's one big unit. If you always need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, everything all together, so you would have to judge the shia based on everything all together. So the Gemara has... Just like by Netilas Yadayim. Yeah. Sometimes the Mishnah has in the Yadayim. Sometimes you just wash one hand. Sometimes you wash both hands. Any chin is judged independently. The Rov, a Chatzitza of Rov, would be determined by the one hand. Yeah. There's a good right from the Gemara and Yuma. Gemara says, but according to the Beis Kise in the middle of the Avodah, the Gemara says he has to do all the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So the Gemara says, Shleim ef is Kiddush Yodayim, because he touched Mekamas on Chusim Shekavuch. What does he have to touch? What does he have to wash Kiddush Raglayim for? So what's the Gemara's question? If he requires a Kiddush Yodayim, so he needs everything all over again. So from the simple reading, that's the Menchas Chinuch right. From the Gemara, I think from Yuma, my brother, so that's the whole marker. That Gemara and Yuma is the whole marker of the practice that we have, that after we go to the bathroom, we wash our hands. And the Gemara also figured it out without a Gemara. But Al-Pidin, we require that you should wash your hands. It's all based on that Gemara. So that Gemara asks the Kasha, why does he need Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim? He should only need whatever touched the... If the Meir Raglayim got on his feet, to let him wash his feet. If he got on his hands, let him wash his hands. Why do you have to wash both? So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why the hands and the feet are both involved in Hatalos may raglai. But if not for the Gemara's answer, you would have only required one without the other. So that's the Chagut they write. I don't know what the Orachaim is going to do with the right. The footnotes, they don't quote, they don't give any answer what he's going to do with that right. Okay. So we understand why he has to wash his foot. Yeah. But why does he have to wash his hands? That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara gives an answer. So you see from that Gemara's discussion, Stephen Digmar's discussion, that you only have to wash that part of the Yodayim Raglayim that needs it, the other part does not need it. So we have a deal in the Chumash that if you leave Korbanis over after the Zman, they become Nifsal Belina. Kodshim, the Zman is Yom Balaylo, and if you leave it till the end of the night, Midirabon, if you leave it till after Chatzais, then Balaylo Chatzais is Midirabon, so then it becomes Nifsal Belina. Kodshim Kalim, if you leave it after it, Zman, it will become Nifsablina. That's by Korbanis. Let's say you have Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim is a carbon that you leave on the Mizbeach, that you leave on the Shulchan for a whole week, from Shabbos till Shabbos, and then you have Yom Balayla. It's Kachi Kachim. So you have Yom Balayla, so they have to, the Kohanim have to eat it from Lechem Malka, either Shal Shudas, from Lechem Malka, whatever. And then after Mitzvah Shabbos is over, it'll be Nifsablina if they leave anything over. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanan, the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim, what's the din of lino by kiddush daim raglaim? A kohen washed kiddush daim raglaim is doing avoida, and he's up all night long, and if he takes a nap, if he goes to sleep, he has chadas. Of course, even in the middle of the day, if he has a chadas, he needs again kiddush daim raglaim. If he didn't have it, it'll be makiv, it'll be misvedeshimayim, it'll be avoidas and mechulelas. But let's say he's up all night, he's doing avoida all night long, and then it comes the morning, and he wants to continue to do avoida. Would he require Kiddush Daim Raglaim all over again? You don't need for each and every Avodah. As long as he did once in Kiddush Daim Raglaim, he can keep on going as long as there's no Hesach Hadas. Would there be a din that Lino should passel on Yadayim Raglaim? Echtei, so why should be the passel? So it's Machloikas Satanaim in the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim. And Rebbe holds that it does passel. Whenever Rebbe disagrees, Halacha Ki Rebbe Mehavim, whenever Rebbe has a Machloikas with other Tanaim, so we passel like Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that it passel. The only shaila there in the Gemara is it a psul de reis, the Rebbe's din, or is it an invention with the Rabbanah? So Abai says the favorite that Rebbe's din is only with the Rabbanah. So then Haschinach is bothered with the Rambam. He says, you look in the Rambam, he quotes Rebbe's din, that Lina passels the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim have to do all over again in the morning. And he never says that it's only with the Rabbanah. It's only with the Rabbanah that it shouldn't be Ma'akib Yevet. Let's say it came in the morning and it didn't do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, it continued to do an Avoid in the morning. The Rambam should have said, "In loy kiddush yad v'raglav, loy chila l'avoydasa." It's not me simply Shemaim. It's only the Rabbanah. Only the Rabbanah should have said. But so the Minhaschinach is Macharish that it's a machlokes amara. He says that if you look in the Gemara, one gets the impression that Rabbi disagrees with Abai. Whenever you have a machlokes Abai and Rabbi, if it's anything other than the Yalkagam, we're going to pass like Rabbi. So that's his chiddush. If you look, if you read the Gemara slowly and carefully, one gets the understanding that it's a machlekes Abai Rav, and the Rambam probably held that the halach has to be like Rav and not like Abai. But then he gets stuck because the Gemara has a din there in the middle of that sugya, the beginning of the second parak in Zvachin. The Gemara has a din. What if the Kohen did Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim in the middle of the night, towards the end of the night, in order to do Trumas Adeshin? Trumas Adeshin is also an Avodah. Every morning, Veharimus Adeshin. Every day, every morning, you have to do a little Trumas Adeshin. So the Trumas Adeshin was sometimes done at night, in the middle of the night. So what if the Kohen did the Kiddush Daim Raglayim to enable himself to do Trumas Adeshin, and then it comes the morning, so the Gemara quotes a memory of Rabbi Yechanon that he doesn't have to continue, he doesn't have to do another Kiddush Daim Raglayim. Since Trumas Adeshin, even though Trumas Adeshin is sometimes in the middle of the night, but since it kicks off the Avodas Hayom, it's the beginning of the Avodah of the next morning, but since the Kohen did Kiddush Daim Raglaim for the beginning of Avodas Hayom, so Lina wouldn't passel. Lina passel means the last second of the night passel. But since he did Kiddush Daim Raglaim for Trumas Adeshin, even though it's before the last second of the night, but that's the Hakdamah to the Avodas Hayom, doesn't passel. If the whole din of Lina passeling by Kiddush Daim Raglaim is only the Rabbonim, no. So we can fudge a little bit over here. But if you say it's a din deraisa, what kind of a svar is that? Such a solid svar that it's good on the level of the Raisa. So Minhaschinach says yes. That's a daichik. That's the weak part in his argument. He says the Rambam holds not like Abai. The Rambam holds that Lina Pasol because Rabbi Glamud in the Raisa, and it'll be avodas mechulelas. It'll be misuk deishanayim if he doesn't do the kiddush daven raglam in the morning. And nonetheless, the Rambam quotes this svara of Rabbi Yechanan that sounds like it's only a svara in dealing with a divnei rabbanan. This is no. The svara of Rabbi Yechanan that the Rambam quoted is a svara gemura derais. That's a weak point. Then Imar has an ibaya. Once you have a machlekes tatanayim, we pass like Rebbe that lino passels bekiddush adar raglayim. You treat the hands and the feet as if they're a chefs of a carbon. That lino passels. Strange asvar that it's even on a level of their biceps. When you read Abaye, it's easier. One Tana denies it legami, and Rebbe holds from it only with the Rabbanan. The whole thing is only make believe dimi Rabbanan. How can it be even atayr? But the Menhasina claims that the Rambam holds that it's a din der Isis, that he holds like this rubber, that rubber is good, chidish nifla. So once the Gemara has that din, that Lina can passel, maybe Menhatera, maybe Rabban, the Gemara has any baya, what about Yoytze? There's a din that if you take a carbon outside of it, every carbon has a mokum. See if it's kochi kalim, the mokum is Yerushalayim. If it's kochi kochim, the mokum is the Azor. So if you take it chutzlum komo, it's nifsal be Yoytze. If you take kachim kal and chutzli Yerushalayim, it'll be nifsal b'yetz. If you take kachim chutzli azor, it'll be nifsal b'yetz. Even if you bring it back in, you won't be able to do anything with it. If you take, let's say, ma'is sheni into Yerushalayim, where you can eat it, then you take it out, then you bring it back in, that's not nifsal b'yetz. That's a taisis. I don't think you need the taisis, but it's a taisis at the end of Perek HaZohar. But even people who don't know at the end of Perek HaZohar will also know on their own. Of course not. There's no psul of yaitan. Why is it shame? He took it into Yerushalayim, took it out, so he take it back in. Gemara, we just learned yesterday, towards the bottom of Nun Gimel Aleph. Gemara said, he took it in, he took it out, so bring it back in. So what's the problem? So Taisus points out, there's no psul yaitse on Maizasheni, of course not. There's only a psul yaitse on Korbonas. So the Gemara has any bayi, would there be a psul yaitse on Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? If the kind did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, it's not Mesiach Das, he walks out of the Azara for a minute, then he walks back in, would he have to have Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again? That's in the Bible if she does. And the Rambam quotes the Safek. He says that the Safek Lechumra, you have to repeat the Kiddush and Raglayim. He says, but yeah, that if you wouldn't repeat it, it would be kosher. That's the general strange point in the Rambam. 100 times, the Rambam, when he quotes by Korbanos, even though there's a din of Sveka Deraisa Lechumra, by Korbanos, whenever there's a Safek, whether the Korban is kosher or apostle, so the Rambam say, Hurtza. And if you didn't do it, it's kosher b'dievet. Why is it kasha b'dievet? Why shouldn't you say that misafik? You would have to repeat the avoda. But you're afraid of chulam ba'azara. That's a strange point in all around us. Why he says that by a safik, the raisa, by avoda, sakofan, is in many places. He says to the b'dievet, don't be kasha. Not really. The tzitz is only maratza on tumas. It's not maratza on other psul.
No.
The Gemara learned that from Stukim, it's only maratza on tumas. Anyway, that's a din of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. It's a din d'orais. Then the Chumash has the din that you have to make Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha was used to give Kiddush. Kol HaKelim Shosim Oishim Shichosim Kat Shosim Kam V'yelach HaVedosim Mechana Chosim. It was a special Hayroah Shor that the Kelim that were made by Moshe Rabbeinu were endowed with the Kiddush's Kli Shoris. And Moshach Tzara Moed, Tzara Noedis, Tzara Shulchan, Tzara Noira, Tzara Mizbeach, Tzara. They needed Mishicha b'shem and al-Mishcha. In later generations, when they made other kelim, it was Avedosim Mechan Chosim. It wasn't Mishichosim Mechan Chosim. They didn't use the Shem and al-Mishcha in later generations. There's a strange Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis and Beis, where Rashi speaks about some kelim in the days of the Bais Rishon, that were Yoytze Lechulin. They were Yoytze Lechulin. So the Pasuk says, Heichano v'higdashno. Pasuk in Malachim on Divrei Yomim. It says Heichano v'Higdashnu. So Rashi says, what does it mean Heichano v'Higdashnu? They did the Mishicha b'Shem Namishcha on the Kelim. So the Achregim asked Anna Rashi, what in the world is he talking about? Everybody knows the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first Perek and in other places. The Kol HaKelim Shosam Oishim Mishichosam Kat Shosam. The Kan V'Yelach HaVedosam Mechan Chosam. So there is no Dina Mishichosam Kat Shosam. If you read the Rashi slowly, Rashi sounds like Rashi has a shita. Rashi's not wrong. Rashi's interesting. Rashi's talking about kelim that were left over from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, that the Bais Rishon that they were using. Kol HaKelim should make his Tio HaMelech towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon. אבל כמו שבית המקדש שהזניח אחז במלכוס ובמעלה לבדס כחוב הכנו והקדשנו שחוזרו ומשוחום בשמן המשתו. That's the Rashi on Nun Beis on Beis. So here on the bottom of the page, see, they don't really give you. They give you one ma'amot. No, but the Achronim asked that this Rashi is against that Dimon. So they say that Rashi means to say these were kelim that were left over from the days of the Mishkan. So this halacha, kol hakelim shasam rashi mishichasim kachasim kaviyal hachavidasim chanchasim, doesn't mean that it was only Harasha now that mishichasim kachasim. It was Harasha on these kelim. And if these kelim will ever lose their kedusha at a later time, namely they'll be used for the purpose of avodah zarah, and that will be yotzei v'chulin. Then you want to be mekadosh it again, then you won't say, even in 1,000 years later, you won't say avodah mechanchos. These were in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. These were still the kelim shas hamoshe, but still mishichos and kachos. So Rashi's not wrong, but it's an original interpretation that it should be so. Poshut pshat usually you say v'kidash da'osam, that it's only hayrasha. Oysom the Mashiach Ben Achem Mashiach doesn't go on the Kelim, goes on this occasion. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, now at the Asiyas HaMishkan, you should do Mashiach. And any other later day, no more Mashiach on Kli Shoris. Mashiach is only going to be on a Kohen Gadol, to make him into a Kohen Gadol, or Kohen Mashiach Muhammad, Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, or a Melech in the Malchi Beis David. If he's another Melech, the Gemara says, Shaul HaMelech and the other Melech and other than Malchi Beis David, have a Din of Melech. But since they're not from the Malchus HaNecheres, so they weren't permitted to be anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. They had to use Shemen HaFarsimon. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Priestess. And whoever is not a Kohen Gadol and is not a Melech, is not permitted to anoint himself with the Shemen HaMishcha. That's called an Ishdar. Ish HaShayitem Imenu Alzar V'Nichras Me'amo. If you use the Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh, it has Kedusha. If you take the Shemen HaMishcha and you smear it, Shiitim menu al zar, zar means a non-Kohen Gadol, or a non-Kohen Mashiach Melchomer, a non-Melech, and the Malchus Beis David, v'nichras mi'amav, then you chayv koris. So you see that from the Pasuk, you see that sometimes you are supposed to use the Shemen HaMishcha to anoint somebody, to smear it on somebody, namely the Kohen Gadol and the Melech and the Malchus Beis David. The Chumash tells you exactly which b'samim they had, kach l'cha b'samim rosh, they had to use specific b'samim. They took Shemen Zayis, it says, and they had to take 4 specific psalmim and cook them all together in the Shemen Zayis, and then it had the status of Shemen HaMishcha. What were the 4 psalmim? Kach l'cha psalmim rosh, psalmim chashuvim. Rashi said, psalmim rosh, psalmim chashuvim. So what are the 4? The Mor Dror is 1, Kin Mambesim is 2, Kinei Bosim is 3, Vikido is 4. These were the 4 psalmim that they had to have. The Gemara has a whole discussion of how much they had and how they make. And Gemara increased this in the first parak. How exactly did they make the Shemen HaMishcha? Then the next parasha in the Chumash speaks about the Ketoris. So the Chumash only mentions 4 psalmim that were mixed into the Ketoris. Ketoris you mark them every day. Kachel chasamim, notav shcheles v'chalbena samim v'levoina zakal. That says notav shcheles chalbena and levoina. But it says samim. So the mashmot of the pasuk is that there's more than that. Otherwise, why does it say again samim? So the Gemara says it increases that they were yud aleph samimonim. So how did they get yud aleph? Because kachloch samim is miud rabim shnayim is 2. And these 2 psalms. Then it says not of hashchelas and chabon is another 3. So 3 and 2 is 5. Then it says samim. You just mentioned 5, so samim means another 5. Well, the banazaka is the 11. That's how the Tanoim darshan the pesukim, that you need 11 salamanim. So what of the 11 salamanim that were needed for the Ketores, 4 of them are mentioned explicitly by name. Not of Shcheles v'chalbena ulevoino zako. These 4 are mentioned specifically. And the other 5, 6, 7, the other 7 are not mentioned explicitly. So let's talk about the other 7. So the Gemara tells you there has to be this and it has to be that. The Gemara increases on Davav, tells you what properties the other salamanim have to have. It's a klal prata klal. So the klal of the klal, so the other 7 besamim that you use to make up the ketores have to be things that are similar. Ma prat nefurish, it has to give over a fragrant aroma. It has to be something that grows from the ground and so on. All the different things. You can't just take a chemical. It has to be a specific type of a thing. So what happens if all decide, let's say we're making based on English now. We decide we want to make our own stuff. We'll take the four that I mentioned explicitly, you gotta take. You cannot Shchelis Chalvah Levoinazar. Those you have to take. And the other seven, we'll take whatever we want. Who says we're bound by what it says in the Braisa? We'll take whatever we want. So the Minhas Chinuch has an interesting point. He says there's a three-way, it appears that there's a three-way Machlokes HaRishayim. What the din is interesting. So he says, Rashi on Krisis, and that Gemara says explicitly that the seven additional psalmim that the Tanaim say in the Braisa, Pitmokteris Keter, Tzorvat, Tzorvacham, and Alvayna, those were the suggestions that they used as Mambai Sheni. If you want to substitute something else, as long as it has all those properties that it has to have, you can substitute anything else. It has to be grow from the ground, it has to have a fragrant aroma, and it has to go up in a smokestack, and so on. You can say, do whatever you want. The Rambam writes explicitly that for the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, when he quotes the Dinim of the Yud Aleph Samanim, so he says, of the Yud Aleph Samanim, four are mentioned explicitly in the Chumash, and the other seven are Halacha L'Maisha Misina. Halacha L'Maisha Misina means that that's it. He doesn't say it's a qualified klal in a hair, and these were the ones that they used, and if you want, you can use other ones. Sounds like he means the likum. So there are two shittas, yes, no. And the Ramban on Chumash quotes Rashi, that Rashi says the other seven that are explicit have to be a certain type of earth, and the Tanoim use whatever they want. This is Mambai Sheni, you can use if you want, you can substitute others instead. And then the Ramban thinks that it's not correct. He says that these two parshas are written one after the other. First it says which b'samim they used, b'samim rosh for the shemen amishva. They had shemen zayis hin, and they had the four b'samim that were cooked in the shemen zayis. And then they would drain out the shemen zayis. After they cooked these four b'samim, mor deror, kin mambesem, kinei bosem, and kido. So those four b'samim were cooked in the shemen zayis hin, and then they drained them out. And they drained it all out, they removed it. So the Ramban writes on Chumash that in the second parsha, right after that, the second parsha where it speaks of the Samimonim for the Torahs, the four are mentioned explicitly, and then we darshan from Samim and Samim at two, and another five and seven. So there are seven that are hinted to by the Chumash, so four of them have to be the four that are mentioned previously. Never heard of that one. The Ramban on Chumash says like that. That the four out of the 11, four of the Samimonim for the Torah say the Befeirush in the Chumash, like Torahs. The other four are written Befeirush in the previous parsha regarding the Shemen HaMishcha. So when it says Samim, it's alluding back to the four Samim that we said before. But here we darshan that from in between the cracks of the Pesuk Malachi, in each seven. So he says, the other three you can do like Rashi. The other three you have a prayer to do whatever. I'm not sure. We got to look again at the Ramban, I'm not sure what he did. I think he says the other three, you can pick whatever you want, or he says also Allah, I'm not sure. But he has, it's dumb interesting that he claims that four out of the Yud Aleph Samimonim were identical with the ones that were mentioned before. The Chiddush Niflo, how you read the Chumash. So the Minhas Chinuch writes that if Chaps and Afkemina didn't get to this din, first of all, the Afkemina, if you'll make the Torahs and you mix in other Samimonim, that fits the klal of prata klal. So according to Rashi, the Keteris will be good, you'll be here to the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, you won't be here to the mitzvah. Because Halacha Moshe Messina, then he has another nafkamina, benegeya to the lav. Hamafatim et hakteris is chayiv koris. Here you have a couple of creases that people never usually violate. You have a boal eshesish, there are people who violate, malach on Shabbos, people violate, you have people, you have all kinds of strange people who are eating on Yom Kippur, eating Chametz Pesach, those kind of things you have. And these kind of things, even the biggest Rishonim in the world don't violate. That's on Europe, they used to describe a person, he's such a balaver, he's there on all the Lama Vav creases. Masechas creases starts off with Lama Vav creases, saying how much, but there are 36. So they used to describe such a balaver, violates everything. So the tzaddikim, the chassidish rebbes, used to be always Malamid Chus, and even the biggest Rishonim say, you can't say Zayvah, no Lamed Vav Kriis. The Fatma, if I there is, he doesn't even know what it is. We don't even know what the Yud Aleph Samimonim are. So the guy for sure didn't do that. He didn't shmir Shemen HaMishcha. We don't have any Shemen HaMishcha around. We don't know where it is. So he certainly didn't shmir the Shemen HaMishcha on Ishzar and so on. So here the Rosh Hashanah spared us that there are a couple of creases that even if we try, it's very hard to, even if you really have the Yetzer Hara to, really hard to violate these. So the Shaila is, it says, you're not allowed to make Torahs for your personal purposes. Let's say I enjoy fragrant aroma in the house. So instead of buying aerosol or whatever, instead of buying some other kind of incense to burn in the house after the meal, it's not a tanoim. You used to have mugmer. They want to bench bezumen right after the other mighty chasayim would say bury me in psalmim, and they would start burning the whatever bury out the psalm, and they would burn the psalmim in the house, and everybody would smell the fragrant aroma. So you're not allowed to make for personal purposes nosnasol lachem. You're not allowed to make teres the same proportions that they made in the Beis HaMikdash. So what if one will make a teres? They'll take the four samamanim that I mentioned explicitly. They'll take another seven that are not identical with the other seven that they used in the Bayis Sheni, but they fit the bill. They fit into the klal pratik klal. So the Minhag Sunna says, according to Rashi, there would be caution in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, then you'll be a violation of, according to Rashi, who's Mekel over there, there would be caution in the Beis HaMikdash, then Rashi would be Mahmud that the four guys chayv kark. Whereas according to the Rambam, that is halacha Moshe Messiah has to be these seven in addition to the four that are foolish b'kroah. So then if you're going to cook your own samamanim, and you're going to make your own k'tiris, it won't be a violation, because that's not, it wouldn't be kosher l'fnim. So you wouldn't be in violation of these. The Gemara Menachos has, in the second paragraph of Menachos, has a discussion of malichas korbanos. The reason why it's in Menachos is because the original din of malichas says l'kol menchos chatak rivela. I used to ask that to people who would apply to the kol. I would ask him, do you have to salt the korban mincha? Because a lot of people have the thinking, you only have to salt flesh to get out the blood. You have to salt the korban mincha before, then you're not going to get out any blood. The original pasuk of salting korban is said by mincha. And the Rambam holds that loy malach is only possible to be by mincha. But the other korban is, if you didn't do malicha, you didn't do the mincha. Akol korban chad etupsum, akol minchaz chatak melach, akol korban chatak melach etupsukim. So the Rambam holds that the only time it's liikuva is if you bring a korban mincha v'loy malach, so it's even possible to be. If you bring a different haktara, say murim, and you didn't do the malicha, so you can't say that it's possible to be. The evidence would be kosher. So the din is that you need malicha on all korbanos. What about over here? Do you need malicha on k'tayra? So that's a machlokes atanoim. Do you require malicha on k'tayras? In the second paragraph in the Nachas, one Tana says yes, mincha. The other Tana says no, because the only time you need malicha is if it's a korban that's korban mizbech achitzon, and k'tayras is korban mizbech hapnimi. So it's not dumya the mincha. It's not kol chatz chatak melach, kol korban chatak melach. The two psukim that require malicha in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra are both speaking about korbanos that are offered on the mizbech achitzon, and k'tayras is on the mizbech hapnimi. There's a machloek is the Keset Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, how the Raman paskin. It's unclear. How does the Raman paskin about this? Whether you really need Malicha by K'toris or not. The Chaschinach raises an interesting Ha'orah. Maybe even if you hold that you need Malicha by K'toris, maybe that's only the K'toris of the Chol Yorim. That maybe the K'toris that you bring on Yom Kippur, if not with him on the floor, you put it in a Machlas on the floor, that's not on any Mizbeach. One Tana holds the only time you need malicha is on korban that a korban mizbech achitza. The other Tana says no, even a korban that's korban mizbech apnimi. But if you have a korban that's not korban neither on the mizbech achitza, nor on the mizbech apnimi, the hainuk teres on Yom Kippurim, so maybe that for sure doesn't need any malicha. How can you say don't need malicha? It says beferish. Doesn't say beferish. Memulah torah chodesh. Say beferish memulah torah chodesh. That's the question, how do you translate the word memula? So Rashi tells you to look in the Targum Onkel, it's mu'orez. Memula just means mixed up. It should be stirred well. It should be mixed up very well. So ya'arab shchich chosam yofa yofa. Zeh in zeh. Another Rishayim say no, the memula means you have to put in salt. The Ramban memula means it has to be salted. And that's what they put in, says melach tenis revakov. They put him out of the pasuk says memulach to hakodesh. According to Rashi, that memulach just means mixed in. So where did they pick up this idea that you put in melach stems? So the taisus is shown in grad on the side of krisus and davar. Anybody have a sitter here? Taisus shown in this test. Read over the brisa again. Question is, are you supposed to read it fast or slow? I have a sitter. Okay, go over here. It's in the Gemara increases. Bryson says, "Yinka faces sin closer, kind of closer." The melon yank. Now how do you go? So you hold your breath and you say, "V'meilo yankafrisin maybe chamachi vaynati mals dones rav akot." If you don't have yankafrisin, then you bring the following two things to substitute for the yankafrisin. V'meilo yankafrisin maybe chamachi varyu, and yankafrisin is wine from Cyprus. If you don't have that, then you bring chamachi varyu, and you bring old white wine plus mals dones rav akot. No. Yankafrisin is Mela Yankafis Mary Khamachi Varianatik, period. Then goes a little paragraph. Mel Zen is Rarakov. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim, how to punctuate the braisa. Is that a period and a new paragraph? Or at least a semicolon? Or no? So the Tosfos in Rishonim on the side of the Gemara in Krisus says that the only time you need Mel Zen is when you don't have the Yankafis. So you need the Khamachi Varianatik plus the Mel Zen is to substitute for the substitute for the Yankafis. And other Rishonim say no, that you always need the Shidim Kubetzis on the side of the Gemara in Krisus Davrov. That's where everything comes from over in Krisus. Shidim Kubetzis quotes they always quote the Rosh and the Tesis in different Kisvaya. So they quote a Bala Tesis, the Tesis Ktadiyah, that says that you always need Yankafis, you always need Malach Daimis, because I'll call Korban Chatakrit Melach. That's a Hamachlegis Atanoim in the second parak in the Nachas around the Achrofas. So whether the din of Malicha B'Korbanos applies to Ktaris or not, because not on the Mizbech Achik, at least the Shidim Kubetzis and Krisus Davos quotes from the Tesis that the Brisa, the famous Brisa that says that you need Mel Zerz Ravakov, is following the Shita of that Tana that you need the Malicha on the Korbanos. And the Mikdash Dovdi has a Taina against that Tesis. He doesn't like that. He said, if you need Malicha because of the din called Korban Chatakrit Melach, so that shouldn't be good enough if you did the Malicha when you made the Pitam Akteris. When you mixed in all of the Ural Samar and then you threw in the Melach Zemes Rebbe Akkoi, mixed it all in together. That's not when it's supposed to be done. He said it's supposed to be done when you're about to be Makriv it on the Mizbeah. Then you're supposed to put in the Malicha. So the Tosis themselves raise that issue. So they say, and even though you normally do Malicha as you're about to be marker of the carbon, the given carbon on the Mizbeach, but the Bryce over here says you put in the Melach in advance. So it already has all built in, but it already has the Melach. So that's good the way it is. So the Migdash Dovah Tainis against that. No! It's not just a din that Hakrovas, Hakarbonis have to be accompanied with Melach. The Maisa HaMalicha is a Maisa HaVaida. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. I think a Machlekes HaTanoim. One Tana holds that Malicha has to be done by a Kohen, not by a Zar. And even if you hold that it may be done by a Zar, still it's a Maisa HaVaida. So an HaVaida has to be done to a thing that is already a carbon. So if you didn't even prepare the Yud Aleph Salamonim yet, you're already throwing in the Malach Dermis before you even has to be Mu'urav. Rokach Maisa Rakeach has to be mixed together. So you did the Malicha before you even mixed it together. That's not right. That's the time that the Mikdash David has. He doesn't like that Shitim Kubetzis, the Shem Detesis, increases Avav. We say that Melach Daimis satisfies the need for the Akol Korban Chatakrit Melach. That's his Taina there again. Davni Nezer has the Taina also. Davni Nezer has a Tshuva. In the beginning of Aruch Hayim, where he starts off from the beginning of Aruch Hayim, so he talks about Melach Daimis also. Has nothing to do with the Tshuva Aloha Maisa, but in the Siddur, that's where it appears. In the Siddur, the Braisa of Pid Makteris appears before Baruch Shama, so that's where he has it in his Tshuva. So he has a Kasha, he somehow gets out of the Kasha, I don't remember how, but he has a Kasha on this topic. It runs as follows. There is a din that when you have a Korban Minchas, you have to do a Kmitza. The Kohen has to do a Kmitza with his right hand. Then he has to be makter the kaimus al gabi mizbeach. Before he's makter the kaimus on the mizbeach, he has to throw on a little salt. What happens if they threw in the salt and the mincha before he did the kmitza? Then when he does the kmitza, it comes out that he has a gargir melach, has a chunk of salt in there. So the Gemara, I think, could be a mishnah. Could even be it's a mishnah menachas. That if you did the kmitza and all of the things are mishnah, if all of the other gargir melach inside, that's called a kaimus chaserah. So it's no good. It's missing because you have to have malok kumto. Malal kumta has to be a full kaimitz, full of stoles, lulav Hashem. But if all of you are the gargish and melach, so that's a felt, that's a lack of malal kumta. So he has a tain in the minhaschi. So the Avni Nezah hat a tain azai. He says, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur also has a special din. And Thursday every day, you bring Pras Peshachas, Pras Ben Havai, Shlach. Mana b'chol yom pras pshas pras v'nevot. So that's no problem. But on Yom Kippur, there's a special din. The Kohen Gadol has to take Meloch Chofnos Ketaras Samim Dako. And it has to be Meloch Chofnos. And the Mishnah says every Kohen depends on whether his hands are big or little. Meloch Chofnos is not a standard shear. It all depends on the actual size. And he has to do the actual Meloch Chofnos with his Meloch Chofnos. So if he's going to do Meloch Chofnos with the salt in it, it won't be Meloch Chofnos. Like you have to have Meloch Kumtso. So if you have something else, a pebble got stuck in there, or a piece of wood got stuck, or a piece of salt got stuck. Since the salt is not an essential chelik of the mincha, so then I'll come and chos kotakar mel, so then you need melicha. So the Mishnah says that that's a chisarin in maloi kumtso. So why shouldn't there be a chisarin on Yom Kippur? They used to do pit makteris. All year long they used on Yom Kippur also. They used the same makteris as they used all year long, except that they used to grind it up even finer, because it has to be dak men adaka. On Yom Kippur it has to be more dak than all year long. It has to be finer, grind even more finer. So how could they use that Torah small year long that had the salt in it? Fish lane, if you hold like those we show in like the Ramban and Chumash, that the word memulach means that you need melach has to be mixed in the Torah's pitamak Torah's. That's a chelik of the pitamak. It's not a bosem. It doesn't give off a fragrant aroma, the salt, but it's in. That's memulach. It has to be blended in. The salt has to be added as a chelik of the pitamak Torah's. So when you do melach apnot Torah's amim dak on Yom Kippur, so the salt is not an extraneous thing that's not really part of the chetz of Torahs. It's something that you add to fulfill the requirement of Malicha. So just like the Mishnah says in the second paragraph of Menachos, that komatz, well, the other gargash shel melech, is a lack of melo kumtso. So on Yom Kippur, when he does melech ofnov, the melech stemmes that's there all the time should always be a chisarin, that it should be a lack of melech ofnov. That's his kasha. Then he proceeds to give some kind of a teretz. I don't remember what he said as a teretz. That's the kasha. That's a good kasha. In the braisa in Pita Makteris that we have in the Siddur, it says, why is in Nosem Bo Dvash Psola? If he mixes in a little Dvash, he passels it. So that's because of the din. That's a puzzle. So the Minchas Chinuch has a sofek. How do you read Pshat in the Braisa? Nosem Bo Dvash Psola means because if you'll be. Not solo, if you'll be mocked it on the Mizbeach, you'll be yotze the din of Kteris. It's kosher of Kteris, just because you threw in, let's say, throw in a little ice cream. So psolo. You throw in a little chopped liver. So psolo, why should it be psolo? So maybe in Nosa Modvash, not psolo, it just means that lemaise, you won't be able to be mocked it on the Mizbeach, because if you will be mocked it, you'll be in violation of the Yisr of Ki Chosot V'chol Dvash, less active men, Rishal Hashem. If there's no way to get the Dvash out. If you be makti, you'll be in violation, but you'll be yotze to the mitzvah of Kteris, and you'll be in violation of the Avera, Sora Dvash. Maybe say mitzvah bab Avera. Okay, so we'll discuss mitzvah bab Avera. Or should you say no, that you read it literally, Nosam bo Dvash, Psola. If you blend in the Dvash, the whole thing becomes possible. That's the Mehaf Chinuch is Mesubik, how to read Pshat in the ground. So they quote in the name of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, that he said that this is a machloik as the Ramam and the Goinim, the Furish, and Hilchas Shabbos, and Hilchas Kiddush. The Gemara says in Bava Basra and Amoicher es ha Teres, I think. Bava Basra, Amoicher es ha Teres, I think. That Kol Yayin, Sheinu Roi Lenasach Hagabi HaMizbeach, wine that cannot be used for Nisach Hagabi HaMizbeach, he may not use it to say Kiddush on Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Gemara says what it means is if you have Yayin, Shehela Kmochim, the Yayin is so stale, so old and stale, it's vashimul, and it has floating on top, it has little particles floating on top, and it's beginning to sour. So just like you're not allowed to use it for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, so you're not permitted to use it to kid. Because it's most, it's not proper. What about if you have yayin mevushal, which is not roi lenatzach, it's perfectly delicious wine, it sells for a lot of money in the stores. What if you have yayin mevushal, which is not roi lenatzach agami mizbeach, would you say that it's also not roi lekiddush? So Rashi haven't told that Yayin Mevushal is no good for a different reason. At the end of Sochim, places quotes Rashi, we don't have that. This quotes a Chubas Rashi, that Yayin Mevushal is Shahakal, period. You don't say Varpi Agafim. There's nothing to discuss. Because the Gemara says, let's say we don't eat raw potatoes. Behemoths eat raw potatoes. So let's say we eat cooked potatoes. Let's say a guy eats a raw potato. So the Gemara says, since it's not normal, so he doesn't say Varpi Hagam. He only says Shachim is a brah. Let's say they're from some fruits that they grow on a tree that normally they're only eaten when they're cooked. And this Meshugana eats these fruits raw. So then the Gemara says also that you say Shachim. It's abnormal, so you say Shachim. What if it's the reverse? What if you have a fruit that in this country everybody eats it raw, nobody eats it cooked? It's abnormal for you to cook. Let's say an orange. Who eats an orange cooked? And if you cook it, so it's not going to taste as good as when it was raw. In different countries, carrots, some countries, they did. Let's say in Europe, they never ate raw carrots. The Bahamas ate raw carrots. People never ate raw carrots. If they would eat raw carrots in Europe, they'd say shock. In America, we're like Bahamas, so we all eat raw carrots. The question, if we eat cooked carrots, whether we say burnt fi hadama, maybe it's a shtani ligriusa. The Gemara says if you eat something, the minikam din is that you eat it raw, and the people don't enjoy it as much cooked as when it's raw. So when you cook it, that's called a shinui, and it's a shtani ligriusa, because most of the people do not enjoy it now. So then the Gemara says a shtani, so it becomes like a synthetic food, so you say shahakla. So let's say you have an orange like that. Let's say an orange. So normal people eat raw oranges. You say barki right. If you cook the orange, it's a shtani ligriusa, so you say shahakla nibidvar. Not just that it's nachas chadar, it doesn't go down from shahakla to, it doesn't go down from barbi to barbi adomo, it's considered a shtani ligriusa, it's a shinui. Shina means that it's a different part of Chadosh, it's Borokan, it's a different entity, and it's a synthetic food, and synthetic food, you say Shachin Yibidvar. It's a miscellaneous food then. So Rashi has a Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Gemara says that you're not allowed to have, wine upstairs, everybody knows that I have a wine business upstairs, you're not allowed to open up a bakery downstairs because the heat of the bakery is going to cause the wine to spoil, because the heat ruins the wine. The Rashi says, "See, from that Gemara Bava Basra, that Yain Mevushel Nizgara is inferior to Yain Shein Mevushel, based on the principle of the Gemara that whenever something is Ishtani Ligriusa, it loses its original brachah." So Rashi Shita is that Yain Mevushel is Shachan Nivadvar. So of course, you can't use Yain Mevushel for Kiddush or anything. It's like water. It's like a mashke. And Taisus disagrees with that Rashi. We follow Taisus that on Yain Mevushel do say Berkei Agav, and the question is, can you use it for Kiddush or not? So most of the Rishonim hold, yeah, when the Gemara said you're not allowed to use Yain as possible and Nasach Hagam Yizbech may not be used for Kiddush, the Gemara says there that they're only alluding to Yain Shehela Kamochem, if it's spoiled. But if the wine is not spoiled, the only thing is that it's possible and Nasach Hagam Yizbech because Mavushim, so that doesn't apply to Kiddush. The Rambam and the Goyinim, the Rambam quotes again, they all say no, that Yain Mavushim may not be used for Kiddush because it's not acceptable for Nisach Hagam Yizbech. What's up is the Tzushtal Dachki Kiddush, for Abdobi Yimei, for Abdobi Yimei, just the first of the four cases now. Yain Mevushel for the first, of salvation, had a suffix. According to the Rambam, he was Machmer for the Rambam's opinion. According to the Rambam, that you shouldn't use Yain Mevushel for Kiddush, so the first case of the Abba cases should be Einam Mevushel. What about all the other people who are drinking? Let's say the Balabais is reciting Kiddush and he's going to drink his cup. So his cup of wine is Yain Kiddush. What about the others who are not saying Kiddush? They're being Yaitzah with my Kiddush. So it was their cup, the first cup of the Avodah, that also called Yain Kiddush, and everybody's cup should be Yain Mevushel if you want to be Machmir for their Amma. They say, no, only the Mekadosh is called Kiddush. The others is called Avodah, and Avodah, even Yain Mevushel is good. But the Rambam says, Befeirush, Yain Mevushel is good for the rest of the Avodah, like it's good for Avodah. It's not special then only in Kiddush. Why should it be so? That's the question. Why in the world should it be so? The Yayin Mevushel is no good for Kiddush, but it's good for Havdalah, it's good for Sheva Brachas, and it's good for benching Mezumah, and it's good for Arbakosis. It's only for Kiddush. No question, what kind of a din is it? The question, what kind of a din is it? So the Rambam quotes this from the Goyinim that Yayin Mevushel is no good for Kiddush, and then he has a dispute with the Goyinim, what would be the din if you have sugar added? The din is Kichos Avachadvash Leisaktim Menu Shel Hashem, if you add on Torah Vash and you give him carbon. You're not allowed to be menasech at Agav Yehem Mizbeach. So let's say you have wine, and you add on sugar, and you want to pour it down the Mizbeach, down the pipes in the Mizbeach, the Torah is Nisach Hayayim. So that's the Feirish prohibited. That's the Yisur of Torah Drash, that you're not allowed to add on sugar to the yayin. So would you say that that's called Yayin Shepasu She'osel Nisach Agav Yehem Mizbeach? But since it's no good for Nisach Agav Yehem Mizbeach, so you're not allowed to make Kiddush on it? He said, no, the yayin of the wine is still roiv nasach hagavi on mizbech. Just if you pour it on mizbech, you'll be in violation of the law of Torah Dvash. But if you're going to use it for Kiddush, the wine part of the wine, have a bottle of wine with sugar added. So the wine of the wine is wine. The wine part is good for Nisan HaGamizdech. The sugar that's added. So when you make Kiddush, there's no violation of Torah Drash. So that you can do. So that's a dispute between the Rambam and the Goyim. The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Kiddush. In the end of Hilchas Shabbos, he quotes the Goyim say like this, and he disagrees. And that's the Ravalvol said. That's exactly what they're fighting about with the Menchas Chinuch was Mistafek. How to read the Brisa in Nosim Vodlash Psolo, where the Psolo means it parcels up the whole carbon. Oh no, it doesn't parcel. If you'll be mocked to the Kteris, you'll be Yoetz. The only thing is, you're forbidden to be mocked to it, because the moment you'll be mocked, you'll be in violation of the Aveira, Sorot Vash, Loisak Tiv. So that suffix is exactly, Rav Ovala said, that's exactly the Machloik is the Rambam in the Gaonim. Rav Ovala has it in another place. That's a quote separately from Rav Ovala. Short pieces. Then they have in the Shurim HaMenachis, in the middle of Menachis, on the Sugi of Sorot Vash, in the Mems, in the Nuns, in the middle of Menachis. They quote the Rav. There's a Kevin Oyre there, has a Rambam, they're strange, there's a Sapeladik Rambam on the city of Sorad Vash. So the Kevin Oyre and Ravelva Soloveitchik both say the same thing. In Kochim, Derech Klal, everybody says the same thing. Usually, there's only one way. The other way just doesn't work out. So when you learn Kochim, you see there's Fastemes with the Kevin Oyre, with Ravelva, with all the other Svarim. Usually, after they work everything out, the Chazanish, usually it all boils down to the same thing. Everybody saying, otherwise if you're going to get stuck over there, you're going to get stuck over there. It's not like in other areas where you would have thought Punkt Faket and Ashim and Zikim has worked out so well that there's only one way, and Kachim, open fields, not so. In Kachim area, very often they say the exact same thing word for word without having read each other, because they're the same heckler. So in this strange Ramam that the Lech Mishnah got stuck on, sticky Ramam, so the Keren Oira with Rav Avla both say the same Mahalach in the Rambam. That if the Rambam's opinion is that if you have a carbon and you add it on Sorot Dvash, not only are you in violation of Sorot Dvash Loisak Tiru for the Haktor Sorot Dvash, the Hoysof of Sorot Dvash parcels the whole carbon, Psolo, literally, the whole carbon becomes a carbon Shiyesh B'Sorot Dvash, and you're in violation of Haktor and the whole carbon. Chapta Afkimina for Kazayas, the Gemara says, Ein Haktor Chusim B'Kazayas, in order to violate the law of Sorot Vash Loisaktir Menu, so the Gemara says, you don't have to have, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you don't have to have a full kezayis of Sorot, a full kezayis of Drash. If you have a chotzeshir of Sorot Drash and a chotzeshir of a carbon, it's mitztarf miyachet. So that sounds like what you're saying is, hetem mitztarf liisa. Hetem mitztarf liisa for the prohibition of Sorot Drash. So what does that mean, hetem mitztarf liisa? So that's what they both explain, Adovala with the Kevinar both explain. What it means is that carbon shiyej v'sorot vash becomes a carbon puzzle. So the whole carbon, if the carbon has a kazayas, so you say there's haktorah v'kazayas. You don't have to say that he's in violation of the law of haktorah on the soron on the dvash. A carbon shiyej v'sorot vash. I remember years ago when Rabbi Girelit told us over in the yeshiva this, the Minhas Chinuch Sofek, on Psola, how do you read it? But Rav Elba was mokif, and the Rambam and Hilchas Kiddush, the Machlek is the Rambam and the Gainim. So he added on, I don't know whether he added on his own, or he added this on in the name of Rav Elbala, it could be. Maybe he said it also in the name of Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, but this part is not printed. What I said till now, I think, is all in print. Either the mimeographed or the printed. And then Rabbi Gerelik added on that there's a Mokum Lachalik over here, which the Rambam is not Lachalik. There could have been a Mokum Lachalik that if you add on Sorot Vash by Torah, Solos to be taken literally, the whole Torah Shiyej B'Sorot Vash is Psula. Not that you yates in the mitzvah Torah and you're over there there simultaneously, you're over there there of Haktorah Sorot Vash. Masheinik in another Kabbalah says, if you add on Sorot Vash and you makriv the carbon on the Mizbeach, why in the world should you say that the whole carbon is a carbon puzzle? Mechatei, so the carbon is a carbon kosher, and you are in violation of the Yisur Haktorah on the Sorot Vash. Why should you distinguish it? He said, because here it says Mamulach. Rokach Maaseh Rekeach Mamulach Torah. Maaseh Rekeach Mamulach means that all the things should be blended in together to constitute one unit of Torah. And maybe here, the halacha states that whatever you add on, Ilohoi Nesmat Vash, Lohoi Alacha, Lama Mipnei Rechav, Lama Imar Vimadash, Mdei Shatara Ramadash, you're not allowed to. So if you would have added Vash, it would have been good for the fragrant aroma. Whatever is good for the fragrant aroma blends into the Torah. So that's why here it's an essential chelik of it, if you would. You're not allowed to add on Vash, but if you add it on, it helps. It helps in the Shem Ktoiris. It would help. It would have been Givaldic, but it's forbidden. So since it makes it Givaldic, so it blends in, it becomes one an essential chelik of the Kamer. So then you'll say Psula Mamish. But another karbanas tama guy takes the a karban mincha and he pours in a little sugar, or he takes wine and he pours in sugar. So the sugar doesn't enhance the wine. If you pour the wine on the mizbeach, you'll be over the lav of sorah drash. But it doesn't necessarily imply that the whole wine will be nifsal. You can say that the psal over here by k'teres means possibly even the whole carbon you're not yet. And by your other carbonas it won't be psal. It'll just be that you better not be makriv on the mizbeach, or you'll be in violation of sorah drash nois aktiru. But the b'di'evit it wouldn't pass. There would have been a makom chalak, but the Rambam Yisti doesn't a chalak like that. See, the Rambam had a machlekes with the Gaon by Yayin that has sugar added, whether it's good for Kiddush or not. So Rav Elbel explained that machlekes is whether when you add sugar to the wine, the whole wine becomes possible or no, the whole wine doesn't become possible. Rambam holds the whole wine does become possible. So that's what he means. That's what Rav Elbel meant to say. Even if you say like the Gaon, that when you add sugar to the wine does not become possible, they can agree with this side of the Minhag Chinuch that by Teres, if you add drash, the whole Teres will be possible. Not just that there'll be an Issa Haktar. The Oktaris will be possible because here it's an essential, it blends in its mitzvah, because it exerts the kosova of Rokach Matzerukach Muloch, and thereby Yayin, if you add on sugar, it doesn't add anything. You're not allowed to be Makhtarit. But it wouldn't be mitzvah to pass all the whole thing. Yeah. The Goyim say it's good for Kiddush. So Rav Elbel said, that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim, if you have sugar added to the wine, whether it passels it. But even according to the Goyim, we hold that it passels it. It doesn't passel by the wine. It could be that they would be masking that it does passel by the Kteres. You don't necessarily have to say that the machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim, are the two tzadim in the Mechaf Chinuch Sof. You can say that both the Rambam and the Goyim both agree that by Kteres it would be passel by the Yevid. Because whatever you add that enhances the aroma of the Kteres, is mitzvah to it based on the din of rokach ma'aser rokach mamulach. It enhanced it. Hashem came by wine, it doesn't enhance it. Zeluchudikoy. So you'll be over the Yisra if you'll pour that wine, but you'll also be over to the mitzvah at the same time. The Torah repeats again the din of Shmirah Shabbos. And today's Torah was so many times in each Shmirah Shabbos. Rashi says that the feature that you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos in the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. How do you know you're not allowed to? What about Yontif? You're not allowed to be Mechal Yontif either. The Rashi writes in Shavuot, I think, the beginning of Shavuot, that Yom Tovim are also called Memachos HaShabbos. Yontif is also called Shabbos. And therefore, in this pasuk that says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Binyan HaMikdash, we also learn you're not allowed to be Mechal Yontif for Binyan HaMikdash. I think Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka made 9 takonim. One of the 9 takonim was that on Yom Henef, the Yom Tnuf HaSayimah, that's the first day Chalamay Pesach, you're not permitted to eat Chodosh all day long. Why? So the Gemara explains, because Mehevi Bona Migdosh, Bizman, as if Bizman Shein Ben Sam Migdosh Kayom, so the Gemara says, Hey Ram Bizuch is Matar. You're not permitted to eat Chodosh until Hakrov HaSayimah. Ad Havyach Mezayim HaTnufa, but the Pasuk has a steer, the Pasuk, Aretam HaYom HaZer, Ad Havyach Mezayim HaTnufa. That's a mayom azveh. Sounds like I eat too much oyom till the crack of dawn, till the morning. Then it says the Rav Yachmas a matzinuf till akrov asayim. So which is it? So one opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara Menachas has a machlokes amarayim how to read that pasuk. So what Amara says is manchem beis hamikdash kaim mitar ad Rav Yachmas a matzinuf until akrov asayim. And is manchem beis hamikdash kaim mitar that's a mayom azveh. I eat too much oyom ad v'lo yad v'chlo until the morning. So from until the morning, say Rav Yachman Zaka was then off the after the chulin by sheni. So why did the Yasser eating Chodosh all day long? So he said he's afraid Meheri Bona HaMikdash, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash next year, and the people will say, Ashtakad, last year, Mila Achal Nechodosh Meher HaMizuch, we ate Chodosh at the crack of dawn. They won't realize that was last year, there was no Beis HaMikdash. This year we have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait till the Makar of the earth. That's the reason, one reason the Gemara gives. The Gemara says, that's the reason, so it doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah says that, Mishnah says in Menachem, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that Bizman Shah Beit HaMikdash HaYikayom, if the people, they didn't have telephones, they didn't have television, so they didn't know when they were makriv the Yom in the Beit HaMikdash, so they had to wait a while to make sure, before they eat the Chodesh, to make sure that they were makriv the Yom in the Beit HaMikdash. Mar says, they never had to wait past Chatzos. After Chatzos, everybody had the right to assume noon. On the first day, Chalamot Pesach, everyone had the right to assume Shein Bezdin Satzlin Medobidus. Bezdin Agadol certainly saw to it that the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash had taken care of Hakrovas Oimer. And if you live in New York or you live in India, so you have to, so the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnah, so you have to figure out, based on the time difference, when is Chatzos in Yerushalayim. Whenever it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim, then it's Biyodua that they were Makrov the Oimer, then wherever you are, to the east, to the west of Yerushalayim, then you know for sure you can eat the Chodesh. So the Gemara said, why did Rabbi Yechem Zakeh prohibit the eating of Chodesh the whole Yom Henef, the whole day of Tnufas Oimer? Let him just prohibit it till Chatzos. What is he worried? Next year, Harry Bana Migdash, and the people will say, these things and what? So prohibit till Chatzos. That'll solve the problem. So the Gemara says, no, we're afraid that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Pesach, on the first day Yontif. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the first day Yontif. And then there'll be such a rush, they'll have to do so many different things. They'll have to go cut the Oimer and then toast it. The carbon Oimer has to be kernels or grains that are toasted. So it may turn out that they won't be mocking them until late in the day. So you can't rely on the Chatzos. Everything may be there at the last minute. So Rashi and Tosfos wonder on the Gemara. What a strange Gemara. You have 354 days in the year, and boom, they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Pesach. Isn't that in violation of the halacha? It's not derech Shabbos, not derech Yontif. What's going on? If they'll build it ready to base something on every Pesach, build some other time. The odds are that it won't be built on Pesach. Isn't that against the halacha? The Rashi and Tosfos say no, that the third base on Migdash will be Migdash Hashem Kavanei Yodeh. That's what they quote from the Medrash, that the third base on Migdash will come down from heaven. So when does this halacha apply that we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for being on Migdash if we're going to do it the Yodai? But if the Baruch Shalom is going to send it down from heaven, a Migdash Aleish, Eish Yitzata, Eish Atasid Levnaisos, it's going to be a Migdash Aleish, it's going to come down from heaven. So the Baruch Shalom can do it whenever he wants. He can send it down on Shabbos, he can send it down on... But still, aren't the odds 354-1? That is not going to happen on the first day in Pesach. Eich HaTesir, very strange. So that's what in Epistin Kabbalah Svarim they write, that there is a Gemara, where's the Gemara? I think it's in the first parakah of Maitvatn, if I'm not mistaken, but the Gemara says that the real time for doing Chanukah Beis HaMikdash should really be on a Yontif, on a Shabbos or on a Yontif, because any korbanos that you bring on Shabbos and Yontif, not only the Shabbos, the korbanos, the Musaf, even the Tamid, the Gemara says in Perik Kolatodir, towards the end of Zrochim, not only Shabbos considered the Shabbos, the korban, even the korban Tamid of Shabbos, which is the same korban talmud as you bring on a regular Thursday morning, a regular Wednesday afternoon. No. Shabbos dika talmud is fancy. Whatever korbanos are brought on Shabbos and Yontif are special and holier and more chashuv than the korbanos that are brought during the week, even though they have nothing to do with Shabbos and Yontif. So the Gemara says there in the first parak of Katan, if I'm not mistaken, that really it would have been better to do Chanukah HaMikdash on a Shabbos or on a Yontif, but the Gemara says, but you're not allowed to, so that's why you can't do it. But if Lasid Lavoi, it'll come down from heaven, so then Mistameh, so there won't be any problems, so then Mistameh, the doctor, the Rabbanu Kol Masih, that it will be done on a Shabbos, it will be done on a Yontif, it will be done on a Shabbos. That's certainly not applicable to Yontif, yes. So how do you know to apply these to Sukkot? I don't know. But that's assumed that the din applies, that you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for Binyan HaMikdash, she even applies to Yontif as well. Then the Gemara has a drush on this post. Shammah b'nei Yisrael sal Shabbos, lasas sal Shabbos, l'dar reis and b'ristar. So the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, even though the Pasuk sounds like it's telling us to observe the laws of Shabbos, not to be Mechal Shabbos, the Gemara says, you read in between the lines, Shammah b'nei Yisrael sal Shabbos, lasas sal Shabbos, l'dar reisam. They should observe Shabbos in such a way that they should perpetuate Shabbos for future generations. If observing Shabbos today will lead me to lose out on the future Shabbos, and then I should not observe Shabbos. The Hainu means if my life is in danger on Shabbos, if I'm going to surrender to Shabbos, I won't do any malacha, I'm going to drop dead. So I'm observing Shabbos, but it's not Lasa Shabbos Deroisam. My observance of Shabbos will not lead to Lishma Shabbos as Harbi. In such a situation, such an instance, the Pasuk is implying Chalalol Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos as Harbi. Whenever you have a Chayla Mesukon, so you're permitted and required and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos in order that you should be able to observe future Shabbosim. Chalalol Shabbos Achas. So this was one of the original makaris for the din of Pikuach Nefesh. The Gemara Yume, the Pehei, the Pehrov, has a series of psukim. Every Tan and every Amor brought a different pasuk. Then the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that all the psukim are no good. The best pasuk is what one of the Amoroim came up with. The Tanoim psukim are not so high. I think the best one is Shmuel. Shmuel came up with pasuk B'chai B'hem Elosh. Yamas B'hem, and that covers all cases. So then it remains difficult. Once you have Shmuel's pasuk, that's the way we pass them. B'chai B'hem Elosh Yamas B'hem. So what do you need this drasha of? If you would have asked me, I'd say, we don't hold from the drasha. Nitche. Sorry that the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam quotes this drasha. And the Rambam has to hold from the Maskanas like Mar B'chai B'hem Elosh Yamas B'hem. So what do you need this drasha for? So the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva. The child that somehow have forgotten that the Chassam Sefer already discovered America, so they rediscovered a century later. A century later, 100 years after the Chassam Sofer's Sefer was printed, Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, which is quoted by the Pesachim tshuva, the end of Yeridan, Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. He talks about a kohen. How did the kohen become a doctor is a question. How did he go to medical school without being Talmud Meisner? Maybe in the days of the Chassam Sofer, they didn't have to cut up any dead bodies. But the shaila is when the kohen is a doctor and then he has to treat a patient who's a goseis. So a kohen is not permitted to enter the oil goseis because the goseis is going to die imminently. But what if the kohen doctor thinks he has an opportunity to save his life? He can reverse the gesisa and extend his life significantly. So then it says the pharish that the kohen is permitted to treat the goseis in the hope that maybe he'll save his life. But the question is, what if I'm not the only doctor there? There are other doctors there. So do you say that the koach nefesh is doicha the yisa tumas kohanim even though it's efshel akayim shnei? Another doctor can take care of that. So it depends. If I'm a better doctor than the other one, then for sure it's a suffix sakonas vash. Maybe I'll know better than him. Maybe the other doctor will take care he'll die. If I'll take care he won't die. Question is, what if I'm not known as a better doctor than the other one? I'm not his personal physician. I don't know more about his case than anybody else, and I don't know more about chokhmas or refuah than anybody else. I'm the same doctor as anybody else, but the Gemara has a lush in the middle of Nidorim. Yerushalmi has that lashon. Bab mikol adam adam zeichel lehisrapos. Maybe the gzera min hashemayim was that this doctor should be the shliach to cure me, and no other doctor will succeed. That's a Yiddish European Jews know that. Maybe this doctor will be the shliach. Maybe I'll be zeichel. That's based on a Yerushalmi. It's based on a din in the Gemara Nedarim that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Bab mikol adam adam zeichel lehisrapos. The Chetshuva has a dispute with the Chassam Sofer. Is that called the suffix Sakonas Nefoshes? The kohen is a doctor and there's another doctor. The kohen is not, doesn't think that he's superior to the other doctor. He does know more about the chela than the other doctor. So would you say that still, the svar of La Mikol Adam Adam Zerchel Vesrap is a svar that makes it a suffix Sakonas Nefoshes, so therefore the kohen is permitted to handle the geiseis, even though he has another competent doctor. But you say, no, that's only a svar to be matter in Hilchos Nedarim over there, but it doesn't make it into a suffix Sakonas Nefoshes. So that's a shame. So the Minchas, so the Pischei Tshuva in the end of the Yeridah, and the Siman of Tumas Kehanim quotes this Tshuva from the Chassam Sofer about the Kohen treating the Kohen doctor treating the Geis's patient. So he says, so the Minchas, so the Chassam Sofer says, quoted by the Pischei Tshuva, there's another doctor who can treat him, and I'm not known as a better doctor than him. I'm not allowed to enter the Ela Geis. Why? Because Pikuach Nefesh is only Doiche. If all these are Torah, would be Hutru, Gemakim, Pikuach Nefesh, or Hutru is Hetagami, even if you can avoid it. So the Kohen doctor would be allowed to treat the Geis's patient, even though you have other doctors. But since the Allah is that it's only Duchuya, Pikuach Nefesh is only Doiche, these are Torah. It's not that it's Hutru. So therefore, if Tefshu Makam Shem, you have to avoid it. Aye, but there's a discussion, there are some who hold until Chashavis, there's a dispute between the Rishonim, Machlok, Machavan, and Ramah, with the Pikuach Nefesh, and Shavis, Hutra, Tchuya. So comes the Chatzam Sofer with a Chiddush, he says that's only on Shabbos. Shabbos, the Mechaber's opinion is that it's neutral because that's separate pasuk. Chal alon Shabbos achs kadesh yesh ben Shabbos asabi. He says, why do you need the pasuk shtei toch shem b'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamiz ben? So the answer is, v'chai b'hem is din muni rastali. That's a din in kol ha-tarkul. That's the chuyah. And everybody holds that it's the chuyah. The kohen being metamik to the goy says, to say that life is the chol ha-deis is only the chuyah. And the Mechaber holds that this special pasuk, shama b'nei, so it's ha-shabbos, chal alon Shabbos achs, that tells you that v'gabi Shabbos is neutral. The Gabi Kolotarko is the Chuyah. That's how the Chasam Sofer claims. It's highly questionable whether that's correct. It's a Chiddush Niflo, Shtikol Peirut. Others say other suggestions why you need this additional process. The Pashtus is, when you look in the Rambam quotes this Chal Olam Shabbos Achas, but that's the problem. What does he need it for? What do they need to do? Chal Olam Shabbos Achas. If the Gemara says we have a better pasuk, V'chai B'hem, which is more inclusive, covers everything. So if you look in the context where the Rambam quotes it, he doesn't quote it in the context of Bikos Nefesh. There's a pasuk he quotes in the Hilchas Mamrim that the Chachamim have, the Bez Nagodol has the authority to pass Mishavos. Then they have the authority to make Zeres the Rabbanon. Then they even have the authority to make Zeres Baka Domen Atar B'Shevi Al Tasa. Like they tell us that we shouldn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Chol Hashanah, Shabbos, not to shake a lulav when Sukkot falls on Shabbos. That's Akira's Dabban HaTorah, the Shev HaTasa. Then he says they even have the authority to be Eke Dabban HaTorah, Bikum Yaseh, if it's like Rosh or Lemigda Nilsa. That's the Gemara Yivam Daf Tzadik. Moshe Lamah Dabba Daima, why should they have the authority to do that? He says, Moshe Lamah Dabba Daima, a doctor will sometimes cut off a limb of a sick patient that's gangrenous in order to prevent the infection from spreading to the rest of the body. So the Rambam quotes this not in the context of the Kovnim. He quotes it in a different context. He quotes it as the source for the din of Chatei Bishvil Shetiske. That's a different din. A totally different din. That's a Gemara, a Sugi in the middle of Menachos. And the Gemara in the first parak in Shabbat Abdalin has a question: do you say Chatei Bishul Shiitka Haver? Am I allowed to do an Avera Kalo in order to spare somebody else from violation of an Avera Hamur? And the Gemara says, utterly ridiculous. Did we ever tell me do a little Avera in order to save him from doing an Avera Gedolah? So that's a question. What was the matter? Is that really so? You never say like that, or sometimes you do say Chatei Bishul Shiitka Haver? So Tesis there has a machlokes with the Rashba. And Abdallah in Shabbos, do you ever say Chatei Mishul Shiyizke Haberach? Why? Because there is this Tukia in Menachos in the Mems of some Mems, Zayin, Memches, but Igmar does say sometimes Chatei Mishul Shiyizke Ato. Sometimes we allow, it's not based on Esedech Aloy Sessin. The Netziv says it'll be enough Kamin, and Netziv has in his Sefer on Gemara, in his Sefer on Chumash, in a few places he has, that when you say Chatei Mishul Shiyizke, we even pass in Shulchan Aruch Chatei Mishul Shiyizke Haberach, when we do apply that, later on, after having done the Avera, and then it turned out that this Avera enabled me to gain a lot in Ruchnias, so the Netziv points out from the Gemara that you have to have a kapara for having done the Avera. If a person does Esed Lech Alei Ses, if a person has Kioch Nefesh and Zech and Isner, he drives his wife to the hospital on Shabbos because he's going to have a baby, he doesn't have to klap al chet, he doesn't have to give the doke as a kapara for being Chal Shabbos, he did a mitzvah. He doesn't need the tshuva for that, that wasn't an Avera, but he chooses to do that's just a din of Chatei Bishul Shetiske. You're making an investment. You're doing a light Avera Kalo, which you know Bivadois is going to lead to Schusim Gedolim later on in life. It's going to be Geraldic. So that Cheshman that you're making, so you still need, even though it's a good Cheshman, you still need Shuvah for that. So that's the context where the Rambam quotes it. That Yeshkech Be'achachamim Lakadom and Atar Bekum Yaseh, if it's Lahiru Asho, the Migdam Milse, that's based on the principle of Chatei Bishul Shetiske. So Chatei Bishul Shetiske is derived from this pasuk. It's in Gansan and different. It says in the Megillah, Kasher Ani Anechi Kasher Avarati Avarati. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Kasher Avarati Mebeis Abba Avarati Mimech. That until that time, whenever Ahasuerus would be with Esther, she was Nenso. She was Boina. She didn't want to be with him. So she was, the Gemara says she was really married to Mordechai, and Mordechai never gave her a get. A strange Gemara, but I tell you, Mordechai never gave her a get. So the whole time she was living with Ahasuerus, she was an Eishes Ish. Hamazana, but it was Bainus. So she was Materis Labana, Marta wasn't a coin. So if the Aisha Zish was Nenstor, so she was Materis Labana. But then when Mordechai said, you better go to the king and plead Rachmanis, how is she going to go to the king just like this? So she had to have, she had to be Mazana with the king, and then plead with him. That part isn't written explicitly because of the key. So it doesn't say, but it's written Beremis. She says, Kashavarti Avarti. What does it mean, Kashavarti Mi Beis Abba? Just like I lost out on the whole Jewish nation. They're all keeping Shabbos and Kashas and Taras HaMishpach, and I'm over here by the Goy. But now she says, it's going to be Avarti Mimech. Now I'm going to go be Mizana Berotim with Ahasuerus, the Goy. So now I'm going to be Asura Abaylo. Now she's going to become Asura Neseres Al Mordechai. The Torah says she's into Berotim. So that's how the Gemara understands she was Mizana Berotim. So the question is, what was the head between Mizana Berotim? Pikuach Nefesh of Falgiso. Yeah, but it's the Gili Arayis. Pikuach Nefesh is not Mata Gili Arayis. So the Paskim say, La Loche, it's quoted in the end of Ebenezer, on the Simon of Seita Asura Abaylo. The Beis Shmuel quotes it from who? From the Trumas Hadeshin, I think from the Trumas Hadeshin. But when you say that Gilei Arayis is Yehorek Valiyah, but that's only if the Sakonas Nefoshes is to a Yochid or a group of Yechid, 10 people, 20 people. But if you're dealing with Sakonas Nefoshes of Klal Yisrael, Lahash Malach Lahavid is Kol Yehudim. They want to kill and wipe out the whole Jewish nation. From Mehodibat Kush, Yehudi Yasmin Mehmedim. That was all the Jews in the world. So if it's Klal Yisrael who is the Sakonah, then the din is that you're permitted to violate Gilei Arayis in order to save the life. What do you say to Hefer? What kind of a Hefer is that? So the Pashtun says that that's based on this principle of Chatei, Bishvil Sheyiska Chaver. Chatei, that's based on this pasuk. Chalo Sham Sat Naram. Not a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Some Sefer understood that that din in Hilchos Shabbos, that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a Hutro, as opposed to Rechai Gohem, which is only Duchuyah. You look in the Rambam, you see the Rambam didn't understand like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamram in Perek Beis, he understood this is the marker of the din of Chatei B'Shul Shatiske. And you don't need Chatei B'Shul Shatiske, it's not only a din of Yesh Keach B'Yad Chachomim, it's not a din in the power of Bez Nagol. It's not that Bez Nagol has the authority, they have the authority to pass from Shailas. Bez Nagol has the authority to make Zeres D'Rabonim, to make Hachokis and Tziogim and Takonis. They have the authority to be a kedavon atar b'shevi atasim. They even have the authority to be a kedavon atar b'kol yasei lahiru ashal to make them also. What is a din in the keach bezin? That's what the Kavanah writes in one place. It's a din in keach bezin. The Pasha Pshat is not a din in keach bezin. The Gemara wanted to learn originally that the koach nefesh is dechah Shabbos from this pasuk. Koach nefesh dechah Shabbos. You don't have to go ask bezin. The Gemara originally thought that koach nefesh is dechah Shabbos is also a din of chatei b'shul sheyis kechaverecha. Let me be Michal Shabbos once, in order that the other guy should live for many years and observe many, many mitzvahs, observe many Shabbos. So the Gemara held that was a good cheshbon. The Gemara just said, that's fine, but it only works if it's a vadai. If you know b'vadai that he's going to die, if you don't Michal Shabbos, and if you want Michal Shabbos, he is going to live. And it's an absolutely good cheshbon. It's a very clear investment. What if he may not, even if he won't be Michal Shabbos, he may not die. He may even die if you want Michal Shabbos. Whenever you have a suffix, he may not die, even if you're not Michal Shabbos. He may die even if you are Michal Shabbos. Then it's a dead investment. What do you mean be Michal Shabbos in order to save, in order that you should be able to observe many Shabbos and do many mitzvahs in the future? So the Gemara says, Ashkechon Vadai, Tzopik Minolon. So the Gemara says, it must be based on the Pasuk, B'chai B'hem Eloi Shabbos, B'hem Echol Oifim, B'chol Inyin Sheyiyah. B'chai B'hem tells you, even a Tzopik, Sakonis Nefoshis. So when the Gemara thought originally that this Pasuk is telling me they have to be Klach Nefesh, the Gemara thought that it's only a het in Klach Nefesh, b'vadai not b'sof, because they thought that the het in Klach Nefesh is based on chatei b'shul sheyiske chaverecha. It pays to do a little aveira, chil Shabbos once. It's called a little aveira, and to gain a lot in ruchni is not to gain a lot of money. Let's say he'll gain $1 million. That's not chatei b'shul sheyiske. Chatei b'shul sheyiske means that in ruchni is the biggest sense. You gain a lot in ruchni is the person will observe, will be a religious Jew for many years to come. So that's very strange. But the Menchas Chinuch, what the Chasam Sofer thought, that this pasuk is unique to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara thought that this was the marker for Pikuach Nefesh and Kol HaTarkul. The Pashto says that this pasuk is the marker of the din of Chatei B'Shul Shetiske or Chatei B'Shul Sheyiske Chaverecha. We even pass like that sometimes. Chatei B'Shul Sheyiske Chaverecha. Usually Chatei B'Shul Sheyiske Chaverecha is a Chasofik. I don't have control over the other person. So whenever it's a Sofik, you don't say Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. That's the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Ashkechon vaday safik minolah." So, what? When do you have the case of Chatei B'Shul Sheyiske Chaverecha? So the Mechaber quotes the famous din in the Shulchan. Mechaber says, "In Shin Simin Shin Aleph, Shin Beis." Mechaber writes a case based on what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. Misha Hodiyuhu, if a man was notified that the Christian took his daughter, they kidnapped his daughter, and they're going to take her to a monastery in order to convert her, whatever, in order to convert her to make her into a Christian. And she'll be brought up as a Catholic for the rest of her life. And he can, if the father will go step on a gas, he'll be Mechal Shabbos, and he'll take money and get to the police and write and tumble. If he'll be Mechal Shabbos today, he'll be able to spare her from Shmat for the rest of her life. So the Mechaber Paskins, in this, the Machlokes of Rishonim, when they say Chatei Bishul Shizkeh, the Mechaber Paskins, the mitzvah is early on the father, that she go be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his daughter. The Chil Shabbos is called the Little Avera, and Chil Shabbos 1 is called the Little Avera, in comparison to saving the daughter's life for Shmiras HaMitzvah for the rest of her life. Why? Because that's called a Vadai, because normally parents have control over the children. He's going to raise his young daughter as an observant girl. She's going to be a Shomer HaShabbos. So that's called Vadai also. But in any other case of Chatei B'Shul Shizka HaVercha, it's a Chastotek. So that's what the Gemara says. Chayom Ravam Chatei B'Shul Shizka HaVercha. Who says you're going to gain? And he may, the guy, even after you're going to do the Avera, he may still continue to, the other fellow has Bechira Chavshis. It may decide not to be an observant Jew. So it may turn out that you gain nothing. So that's why the Pashto says that this Pasuk is not really telling you Adin Kayach Bezn. Chatei B'Shul Shizka HaVercha, it's not Adin Kayach Bezn. It's Adin even for Yechidim. Kerenoira writes Adin Kayach Bezn. It's very sure he gets stuck himself. This is the Kerenoira on where? On Nozir Dachov Gimel. And the Gemara says there that Yoel Eshes Chevra Keni was an Eshes Ish, and she was Mazana with Sisro in order to put him to sleep, and then she chopped off his head. Mochatzav Achol Farakosa, she cut off his head, and then she showed the Jewish general that the Goyish general was dead, and then that was the whole Mapola. That's when the enemy lost. So the Kevin Irvin discusses how the Hanation sits in, so how she allowed to do it. His Mar says, "Doi la aver l'shma kemitzvah shelo l'shma." If a person does an aver l'shem shemayim, is wonderful. What the heter? What the koch nefesh and zeh chigili arayis? So the answer is just like Esther, just like she was before Esther. Yoav was before Esther, just like by Esther. So over here, chigili arayis is mutter if it's for the sake of hatzolos klal yisov. What's he say that in? It's chatei b'shvil sheyizke chaver, chatei b'shvil shetizke. That's based on this post. So the Kerenor over there and Nazir Dafkav Gimel writes, and it's a Dinikerch Bezdin, she has Bezdin. The pastor says, not a Dinikerch Bezdin. It's a Dinikerch Bezdin. It's a different thing. The pasuk it boils down to the same pasuk of a Haiman. Yeah, that's what Rav Soloveitchik also suggested such a spot. Now, for this pasuk, one might have thought that a Mechal Shabbos prefers a Dina Kavod Avodah Zarah, the Rumah Lechol Terah Kula, so maybe Shabbos should be more common. Could be. Another Mahalik. Then we have the difficult parsha of the Chet HaEgel. Not to be understood, the Derech HaTeva. How can it be that the Jewish people who had just experienced the Esa Makkas and the Nisim and the Flores of Kriyas Yamsu and Maimir HaSinai, this is it, the Maimir HaSinai, the Kurdish of Rabbi Maimir HaSinai, they go and they make an eagle. 39 days later, one day off, the day before Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, the whole thing is not to be understood. So the Gemara Taka says in the first paragraph of the Zohar that B'darach HaTev is Taka not to be understood. Or says that the Jewish people at that time, if they would have exercised their own Bechira Chavshis, would never have sinned with Avodah Zarah. It's out of the question. They were so influenced by all of the experiences that they had witnessed in the last year. It's not Shaykh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to sin. He suspended the Bechira Chavshis. He caused them to sin with the Chet HaEgel in order to teach them the lesson of Tshuva, that even if the entire nation is involved in the worst Avera in the world, even in the Avera of Avodah Zarah, they shouldn't think that Avadnu Kolanu Avadnu Kolanu Avadnu, that we're lost and we're, our future is ruined and we don't have a chance of doing Tshuva. The Baruch Hu wanted to teach them the lesson of Tshuva. In what comment the same regarding David HaMelech, that Allah Hayu David Roy Lois HaMaitzah, that David Bin B'Tasheva wasn't out of his own Bechira Chavshis, he was forced into doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended his Bechira Chavshis in order to teach a lesson of Tshuva L'Yachid. That even if one person sinned and he went so far off, the guy was Mezana with an Eishes Ish, he would think, what shaykh that he should be able to do Tshuva He doesn't have anybody else who is with him to help him out. So Haris Trubel Yochim, Haris Trubel Rabim. There's a psychological Tzvalachalik, and psychology is always Yesh Pan Lakam. Psychology can only today however you want. Halacha, you can today however you want. One way, that's all. And psychology, things can lead, the same event can lead two people into two different directions. So some people would think, well, if the whole Tzibur sin together, so the Kerach HaTzibur, they'll all pull themselves out of the flutter, out of the mud hole together. And another person would think, well, only if the Yochid sin, the Yochid sin, the Tzibur, how is the Shaykh? But that's what the brothers wanted to teach the lesson. Horus Trula Rabbi. Yeah, if you say like that, then we understand very well, according to that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Dalet, in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Mashoya said, why did the B'nai Levi wipe out, why did the Simil Hashem Eilai, we're going to kill all the people who worship the ego? If they didn't do it, they were forced into doing it. If Chir Chavshitz was suspended, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu have a right to kill? So, for the Mashoya is the question, you have to figure out what the answer is. It's a good question. Okay. Yeah, it's an answer. It's a good answer. Yeah, if you say like this, then you understand very well why the Medrash comes on the Pasuk Gamelit Tishkachno Hasishkachi Sholo Mirachim Ben Mitno. Does the mother ever forget her own child? Gamelit Tishkachno. Even if it'll happen that the parents will forget, the mother will forget her own child, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will never forget the Jewish people. Rebbeinu Shlomo loves the Jewish people more than parents love their children. So the Medrash has a comment on that, the Alkut Shemani has a comment on that, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Gamelech Tishkach, Nochi Lo Ashkocher, Eile Zeyla Lehecha Yisrael, the Chet Ego will be forgiven, forgotten. Anochi Hashem Lokech, Anochi Lo Ashkocher, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will always remember the Zchus of Klal Yisrael, that they accepted Kabbalah Sater HaSinim when he proclaimed Anochi Hashem Lekecha, and Gamele Tishkachna, the Chet HaEgel will be forgotten. See, that's not fair. What kind of way they run his world is that? He favors the Jewish people, so when they do good things, that he remembers we own brothers. When they do bad things, he forgets about that. What kind of, how are you talking? That's not fair. So the answer is, because the sin of the Chet HaEgel wasn't really our fault. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended our Bechir Chavshis and he wanted to teach us a lesson in Tshuva, so we're not to be held responsible because of the fact that we sinned with the Chetek. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Medrash. Even if that's not the Pshat in that Medrash, even if the Medrash is saying another thing, the Medrash is probably saying another thing. That Medrash is saying a different thing. It's not important in life that you never have, you don't have, we spoke on different occasions, you don't really have one person who is an Adam HaSholem with all the milas and he has absolutely no chesreinus. You don't have a shul or a yeshiva that has all the milas and no chesreinus. Or a job. You don't have a job that has only milas and no chesreinus. If there would be such a thing, so everybody would marry that girl and everybody would learn in that yeshiva and everybody would learn, join that political organization. How come there are people who join Mizrahi Agud and the Turikarta, Perle Agud and Perle Mizrahi? How come there's so many parties? The answer is, if one party would have all the milas and no chesreinus, everybody would obviously join that party. It's not so clear. Every party and every person and every job and every institution has milas and chesreinus. So every person has to judge based on his perspective in which institution or in which job or in which person do you find more milas and chesreinus. Once you make up your mind that this is a positive thing, this is under the circumstances the best. Moliasamakas is the best one available. So that's it. So you make up your mind, that's it. And you don't keep on continuing your life with a love-hate relationship. I'm angry at you, but I love you very much about the good things that I'm angry about the bad things that you do. You can't keep on, you can't keep on going like that. You have to make up your mind once and forever, do the milas outweigh the chesreinus in a very big fashion? Or do the chesreinus outweigh the milas? And then you have to ignore the others. That's an abnormal part. That's not really the essence of the person, or the essence of the job, or the essence of the institution, the yeshiva, the shul, or whatever it is. So that's where the Rebbeinu Shlomo made up his mind. Eretz Yisrael has gevaldige gemilas. Obviously has chesreinus. What? It's not a secret there are great difficulties in Eretz Yisrael. So the Jewish people has made up our mind. We studied the whole situation. Out of our perspective, we decided the milas outweigh the chesreinus by a long mile. Much more. So that's why the Jewish people is prepared to go to live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who are prepared to go, prepared to live in Eretz Yisrael, notwithstanding the chesreinus, because we say that the chesreinus, we're going to have to ignore those. We decided that Chutz Loretz has gevaldige milas, but it has more chesreinus than milas. So we should have made up our mind, even though it has so many milas, we should ignore those milas and keep on having the chesreinus stare us in the face, because you can't keep on moving back and forth between the milas and the chesreinus. But that's what the Rabbanu Shalom decided about the Klal Yisrael, that we're basically a very good people, and the core and the essence of Klal Yisrael is really wonderful. Even if you don't say like that, you might not deserve that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused us to sin. Even if you don't say like that, but still, that was an abnormal thing. It's totally abnormal. This lists off the mitzvahs which the Rambam forgot to mention. So he's mistopic about the mitzvah. Zochar es asher tzavta as Hashem lakecha b'amidbar. You have to remember the Chet Egel. It's mistopic where this ha'irah show only to the door of Midbar. That they should remember the way they angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu by sinning at the Chet Egel. Or is this a mitzvah l'dor? Is that throughout all the generations we should always remember, like Zechiras Amalek. So to maybe Zechiras Chet Egel is a mitzvah l'dor. The Magen Avraham in Simen Samach and Arachayim quotes the Yalkut Shimoni, a medrash of the Yalkut Shimoni, which says like that Ramban, that it's a mitzvah l'dor is to lay in Parshas Chet Egel, and perhaps even once a year, every year, like Parshas Zohar. So the Magen Avraham faked that kasha, why don't we have a Parshas Zohar? This week Taka is special, and so why Shabbos is going to be Parshas Zohar. This week is Kerli Yavne Chet Egel Shabbos. There must be some special and intimate relationship between the Chet Egel, the Egel Azov, and Yeshivas, Kerli Yavne. So the Magen Avraham faked that kasha, why don't we have a big Shabbos Chet Egel Shabbos with a special after, and they should give the Aliyah to another Lichtas from Sittin. And I proclaim so that we were involved in the Chet Egel. So we don't make a big spiel about it. But when we, but the Magen Avraham tells you to look in a certain siman. The Matra Shekel tells you what the Magen Avraham is written Bekitz and Nimra. So a lot of times it's hard to understand what his Maram is doing. So on the bottom of the page, Matra Shekel explains why did he tell you to look in that siman. Because the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Purim that if a person didn't hear Parsha Zohar, it says in Shulchan Aruch, a person didn't hear Parsha Zohar on Shabbos before Purim, he should pay attention when they read in Chumash Dvarim, when they read Parshas Kiseitzeh, he can be heard to Parshas Zohar then, on the assumption that you have to hear Parshas Zohar once a year, every year. That's the Shir Shikra. And it says, Lois Hishkaf, you shouldn't forget the story of Amalek. And the Gemara says in Eilam Metzias that people forget after a year. Because people forget things after a year. So that's why some are of the opinion that Sefer Achinuch suggests like that, that some Sefer is Machazik that suggestion. And maybe it's a real dindaraita that you have to hear Parshas Zohar once a year, every year. So you can be out to Parshas Zohar without a special fanfare, without a special Haftarah, without a special Aliyah. You can be out to when they learn the regular Parshas HaShavuot. So the Magen Avraham says maybe Zechiras Chet Miriam and Zechiras Zohar is the Shoshan Shem Kechel Miriam and Zechiras Chet HaEgel, maybe they're both mitzvahs l'doros, like it says in the Yalkut Shemoni Taka. But we don't make a special fuss about it because it's a Gnai for the Tzadek, it's a Gnai for the Klal Yisrael. But we should have in mind, the Balkara should have in mind when he learned Parshas Kisis, and the Tziva should have in mind that they want to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet HaEgel. That's what the author of the Torah Tmimah has this suggestion, that in the Shulchan Aruch a view is quoted that perhaps Parshas Parah is a Din D'Oraisa. So many wonder, how in the world can Parshas Parah be D'Oraisa? Where did they get that from? Where does it say in the Torah you have to read Parshas Parah? So the Vilna Gaon says it's a Tosafot. Nothing to discuss, you shouldn't break your head. It's a Tosafot. I don't say it's hard to say it's a Tosafot because it appears in different places, in different Rishonim, unrelated, it is. It's not that one printer made a mistake and everybody copies from the Smagen over here and over there. How can it be that it's a Tosafot? So everybody stands on their head in order to give a Shtigol Torah. Why should Parshas Parah be there? So they give different suggestions. Stifle has an Igul Yishayim Tov, why Parshas Parah is there? A lot of suggestions. So the Torah Tamima has this, I think it's an original suggestion, I'm not sure. He says, Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Kukos in the name of the Rav Moshe HaDarshan. Rav Moshe HaDarshan means that it's Bamidbar Rabba. Whatever Rashi quotes from Rav Moshe HaDarshan appears in Bamidbar Rabba. So he writes that Tovo Ha'imit Kameach Tzoaz Beno. The mitzvah of Paradumu was given as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So the Torah Tmimah suggests that maybe this is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet HaEgel. Because what is the nature of the mitzvah to remember Chet HaEgel? We should walk around with a guilty feeling that we have. This is the original sin, that all of us are born in sin because our forefathers sinned with the Chet HaEgel. No, we don't believe in that stuff. So what do we mean we should remember Chet HaEgel? We should remember, and it wasn't even our fault. The Chet HaEgel, the Rebbe Shlomo suspended our Chir Hashem, so we're not shuldig, it's not our fault. We should remember the lesson that was taught by the Chet HaEgel, that even if the entire nation sins, it's still shy to do tshuva. So that's why we learn Parshas Parah. Parah is the kapara for the Chet HaEgel. That even if you did the biggest avera in the world, you can forget about the past and look to the bright future ahead. and do tshuva and lead a different life in the future. That's what he suggests. And maybe Parshas Parah is their rice, the terrorist kiyam ha-mitzvah of Zechiras Chet Ha'egel. Because the whole idea of Zechiras Chet Ha'egel is to remember the lesson of the Chet Ha'egel, namely the lesson of tshuva, that the shach have tshuva kapara even after such a serious avirus. Pasuk said that after Bnei Yisrael were told that the Rebbeinu Shlom is angry at them, Shalachti lefanecha malach ki lo ye'ela b'kir b'cho. Ki am k'she'er afasam. I'm going to send the malach, I'm not going to go. So the people felt terrible. Vayishmah ha'omis adol ha'ara hazeh vayish ha'bolov lo shosu ish ed yewalov. They were in a state of avelus, so they didn't wear their crown. Medrash says, based on this pasuk, that at the time that Higdimu Nasa Nishma, when he said Nasa Nishma in that water, the Malachim came down from heaven, Malach HaShoes came down and put crowns on their heads. On this occasion, they removed the crowns as a sign of Avelus. Vayom HaShem al Moshe, the next pasuk says, go tell those people about the Horit Ed Yichol Mi'olecho. Tell them to take off their crowns. It says, but he's not going to say, Yom HaShem took off the crowns. They already took off the crowns. It says in pasuk Dal, they took off the crowns. So the Baruch Shalom said, tell them to take off the crown. So they took off the crown. How many times did he take off? Well, 2 crowns. Once a Nasa, that's a Nishma. Shveri Pasuk. Pasuk Pshat, Shveri Pasuk. So they say over the name of Rabbi Abba Vesalavetchik, that Rashi gives you an answer. And the next Pasuk. Next Pasuk says, U'moshe yikach ha-soel v'notala miklus la-machana harachik min ha-machana. Moshe Rabbeinu packed up and he moved out. What did he move out for? The Rashi says from the Medrash, Menudel Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, my policy is Menudel Rav, Menudel Talmud. If the Rebbeinu Shlom packed up and he moved out, Shlachti Malach Lefanach Kiloyela B'Kirbucho, I'm not going to be there. So Menudel Rav, the Rebbeinu Shlom moved away from there. He also Menudel Rav, Menudel Talmud. I'm a Talmud of the Rebbeinu Shlom. I have to follow the Rebbeinu Shlom. He's also moving in. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu treated Bnei Yisrael as if they were Benidui. Mara has like that. Kol ha'bayim shan shayisah ba'amid ba'amidim ha'yu ma'mokan. They were in a state of nidu. The Mara in the third parik in Eilu Megachim, the third parik Ma'ikot, and Mara has dinam of avelas and dinam of nidui. So the Mara learns out, the Mara discusses some of the dinam of nidui as far as how they saw with noig in the midbar. How were they noig in the midbar? Did they wear shoes? Did they wash? Did they have tashma shamita? They had children in the 40 years. Obviously, they had tashma shamita. What is a menuda permitted to do? What is he forbidden to do? So the Gemara learned that the dinim from Bnei Yisrael in the midbar. The Gemara said maybe it was different. L'chumra, l'chumra. Maybe you can't learn that. Maybe you can't learn that. So the Gemara assumes like this. Rashi that menuda l'ram, menuda l'tam. Bnei Yisrael had the status of menuda. So Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik said, this is a taitch. It's like mamash abriska taitch in the pasuk. It's still not going to work out. No. So this is a taitch in the pasuk. It says by Isabalu, by Ish Muhammad Sadara Arad, by Isabalu, they were observing Avelus. So the Gemara says that a woman, the Gemara says in I think it's the first parish of my talk, that a woman who is in Avelus is not permitted to wear jewelry. A lot of women don't know that. A woman is sitting Shiva, not allowed to wear jewelry. I think they're makel to wear the wedding band. The wedding band is not really worn, but there is jewelry. One that everybody should know that she's married, but the engagement ring, that's jewelry. Or other things, she's not allowed to wear jewelry. She has to rip up garden, and shiva, the din requires nivul merubah. So wearing jewelry is in contradiction to that. You're not allowed to put on makeup, you're not allowed to be dressed up nicely. Unless she's single, it's it. Unless she's a single girl, so she shouldn't lose an opportunity for a shidduch. So then she should, I'm expecting more. Then she should make sure that she puts on lipstick and rouge, so in case anyone comes to the Menachem Oval, maybe someone will be interested in marrying her. They should take me a moment. So the Gemara says that one is an avelus and not permitted to wear jewelry. So that's what Avolol said. It says in the pasuk, "Va'ish ma'amis adavar azeh va'ish avolol." They observe. They decide they're going to observe avelus. Out of avelus, it says, "V'lo ishosto ish ed yoalol." One is an avelus, is not permitted to wear jewelry. So they remove the crown. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "You go tell those people I'm angry at them. Ki lo yele v'kibucho. I'm not going to be there. I'm putting you in nidui." And as nidui, hurry at yechol lecha. Tell them they should take off their crowns because one who's menuda has to take off his crown. So the pasuk says, "Vayisatu bnei Yisrael sedim ha'chem." They took off their crowns, but there is nidui as well. Doesn't mean they took off twice. They're not putting on their crowns. They already had taken off the crown. Pasuk dalit. So what does it say in pasuk? They took it off. What it means is that they're not putting on their crowns now was an observance of both. It was a kiyum of tudim. It was a kiyum of tzelos. It was a kiyum of avelus and a kiyum of nidui. Because some of hilchos avelus do not apply to nidui. Some of hilchos nidui do not apply to avelus. And there is a lot of overlap. And the Gemara has a whole discussion in Eilam Megalchin. How much overlap is there? So here the Pasuk is telling us that not wearing jewelry is but both b'teres avelus and b'teres nidui. That's what I say over the name of Rabbi. Beis Halevi points out there's a machlokes hatanoim whether Moshe Rabbeinu really smashed the luchos or he dropped the luchos. So one, he machlokes. He's just like you have machlokes in halachas, you have machlokes in understanding the history also. So one Tana is of the opinion that when he saw Bnei Yisrael sitting with the Chet HaEgel, he saw Osius Parchos, these heavy stones of the Aseres HaDibros. How is it humanly possible to carry such heavy stones? It's heavier than a refrigerator. The Schwarze can carry a refrigerator on the back. You can't carry solid rock, solid stone. How can you carry that amount? It's physically impossible. The answer is that it was all hollowed out. And all the letters were missing. There's hardly any stone there. But the moment he was climbing that mountain, he saw them sitting with the Chet HaEgel. So the Medrash, one Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the osios barchos, the osios flew out. Thus the slot means that the stones became filled back in with stone. So he, see, he's going to collapse, so he's going to drop it. So he dropped it. It was too heavy to carry physically. So he dropped it. And the other Midrashim say, no, the Pasuk shot in the Pesukim is Vashad, Vayishabrim, Vashabir. That he smashed it. He took it and he smashed it. What right did he have to smash it? So there are different opinions in the Gemara. The Gemara Shabbat said that he made a kalvachayim. The Gemara Shabbat doesn't pay zayin, doesn't pay chet, that he made a kalvachayim from Korban Pesach. My Korban Pesach is only one mitzvah in the Torah, so the Torah says kol b'nechad. You're not allowed to give Korban Pesach to a mumer, l'avod izorah. So the Aseres HaDibros is the kol HaTorah Kula. It's only Aseres HaDibros, but it represents kol HaTorah Kula. Halachas kama is a din of kol b'nechad. You're not allowed to give it to a b'necha, so that's why he had a smash. So he shouldn't give it, but he had a smash. And another Medrash says a different mahalach why he smashed. The Rashi quotes the Medrash that the Aseres HaDibros were the case of Kiddushin. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is described in Shir HaShirim as one of a marriage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Bnei Yisrael, the Medrash that calls Biti, Achoisti, my daughter, my sister, my mother, everything, all the expressions of endearment, but the most cherished expression of endearment is my wife. And because the relationship between a husband and a wife is more than a relative. The writer learns on the Sugya Pavina Dibura that it's Baal Kiish, the Nisha Kibayla is called the Baal Dover. It's not Tam, Arisha Berishan, Arisha Bishen, it's not Tam Akorah. A husband and his wife is called the Baal Dover. That's only after Nisuin. After Erisin, not. Erisin isn't only a Mikvah Eishesish. Nisuin, she's a full Eishesish. So you gotta have Erisin and Nisuin over here. So what was the Erisin was on Agdei Kesef. The Kesef was the Aseres HaDibros. The Luchas was the case of Kiddushin. And then Nisuin, the Hachnos and Rishus was done when they made the Mishkan. The Mishkan is Beis Hashem. So they made a Beis Hashem and the Bnei Yisrael entered into the Mishkan, so that was the Hachnos and Rishus. That's how the Nesivus writes in his Biran Shir Ashir. B'yom Chasunos, B'yom Simchas Liboy, so he says the Erisin, I think that's what he writes. The Erisin was the case of Kiddushin of the Aseres HaDibros, the Midrashim like that. And the Nisuin was the Kniso of Rishus, the entering into the Mishkan. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, and when the Rosh Hashanah is angry at Bnei Yisrael for worshiping Avodah Zarah, so he wanted to spare them the oinish of being punished like an Eishes Tish Zimsa. He wanted to spare them, so he never delivered the Luchas, so he smashed the Luchas. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. You see from the Midrashim that by the Luchas Rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu was serving as a Shliach Lailofas HaKiddush. So Kozmani doesn't deliver the Luchas, so the Kiddushin are not there. So Bnei Yisrael would not be judged, would not be considered an Eishes Tish Zimsa. By the Ruch HaShliach, the Rebbeinu Shalom treated him at that time like a Shliach LeKabbalah, not like a Shliach LeLoch. So the minute that the Rebbeinu Shalom engraves the second Luchas, but the Aseres HaDibros, the Kedushin was Chal already. So then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be able to pull any stunt, even if he wouldn't deliver it, he was ready to deliver Domi. He was representing Bnei Yisrael as a Shliach LeKabbalah. In the Pesukim it sounds like that. So the Luchas Rishonis, it says, Aluchas Maisi Lekim Heim, Va Michta Michta Velekim Hu, Chorus of Aluchas. The Luchas were heavenly material. It wasn't made from any stone from this earth. It was from Tachas Kisya Kovet. The Luchas were from the things that were created there, Shabbos Ben Ashmashis, and Sheshis made Breshis. It was a Ruchniyaz Likin material. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave him the Luchas with the Ksav that was engraved, and he told him to deliver this. This is the whole Ketzer Kedushin. The whole thing, the luchas with the ksav is the kedushin delivered to Bnei Yisrael. But the second luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu brought up, he said, "Sol luchas nei luchas avanim, you bring stone from this earth up to heaven, and I will engrave it." Luchasavti al haluchas. When the Rabbeinu Shlom engraved it, so he had already put the kedushin with the ksav. It wasn't the ksav with the luchas was brought up from the ground. So the second time around, when the Rabbeinu Shlom engraved the luchas with the ksav, the Kesef Kiddushin had already been delivered to Klal Yisrael. It's like the Shliach LeKabbalah brings a box, and he tells the Chassid, if he wants, throw the ring into the box. The Chassid throws the ring into the box. So she's Mukadeshis already. The first time, the Ksav with the Luchas was the Kesef Kiddushin. So Moshe Rabbeinu, before he delivered it, the Kiddushin wasn't Chal. But the second time, the Luchas were from the ground, and he brought it up, and the engraving of the Luchas was already the Kabbalah for Kiddushin. That was the difference between the Luchas Rishenis and the Luchas Shinis. And then Moshe Rabbeinu felt a little bit later, he was a little bit nervous, maybe he did wrong by smashing the Luchas. The Baal Shem said, no, that it's right, Yashikar Sheshibart, the last verse in the Chumash, Rashi comments from the Medrash, the Gemara in the end of Makkah says, Asher Shibarto, Yashikar Chachem Sheshibarto. The Baal Shem said, maskin, he's maskin with him that he did the right thing. What do you mean he did the right thing? I thought we lost the Luchas Rishenis, so the Ibn Ezra quotes in the name of the Rav Sadi Goyen, the Goyen. Quotes a lot from the Goyen, disagrees a lot. So he quotes, the Goyen is dark, that the Luchas Shnius was seven times better than the Luchas Rishonis. He gives seven reasons why the Luchas Shnius were better. One of the seven reasons is that it was given on the Yom HaKadosh, on Yom Kippur. What's wrong given on Shavuos? I don't know. Given on Yom Kippur is a Maila. Then he has another six reasons, a whole bunch of reasons why the Luchas Shnius was given. Ibn Ezra says, what kind of Baba Maises? The first Luchas were much better. What do you mean the second Luchas were better? The first Luchas are Luchas Maises Lekim Hegel Michtam Michtam Lekim. The second Luchas was Psalacha. How can it compare? So it's Machlek is the Goyen and the Ibn Ezra. Then in Tziv says, he holds the Goyen as right. He thinks about studying on that. It's Harach and the Haimik Dovah Chumash. And he says, this is the Tziv has a lot about this. In different swarm he has an Arichas. That there was a basic difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnius. This Knech Shteyten Beis HaLevi Barichas. They were co-Rosh Yeshiva and Baboshes. They had it in Torah, who's the real Rosh Yeshiva between the two of them. And a lot of times they said exactly the same thing. A lot of times they said, Lagamri different Mahachim. A lot of times here they have exactly the same. The difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnius. So the Beis HaLevi has a long Arichas on this. The Rav Soloveitchik used to stay over every couple of years, a long, long Arichas. He shows from the Gemaras and from the Zoyas and from Midrashim that the Luchas Rishonis had Kol HaTarakula written, not just Asteris Adim, had Kol HaTarakula written out on it. And based on the Luchas Rishonis, there would have not been any Torah Shabbat. And if you would have had a new Shaila, you would have had the Medama Milsa Milsa, that's all. There's a Daimit to this, then a Daimit to that, then that's all. You wouldn't be able to develop new ideas. And the Luchas Shniyais only had Aseres Vadibras, and everything else was given to Bnei Yisrael to work on Ayidei Yigia Bamol Shalter. That's what the Nitziv says. That was the idea of Tzolocho. Moshe Rabbeinu had to do Yigia Bamol. He had to work out to carve out the Tzolocho. The first Luchas was no effort. No effort. Just the Rebbe Shalom was going to pour in the whole Chof of the Torah Shebichzav. Everything was going to be Torah Shebichzav. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebichzav. Just whatever they were told in that soul. And the second Luchas was very little was Bichzav. It's going to be a big Torah Shema Pan. That's why the Gemara in Yitin Daf Sama comments on the Pasuk in the end of he sees the right by Shri Kstavuchas Adorai Mahela Ki Alpi Adorai Mahela Karati Chabris Beis Yisrael. Gemara says it's a Mi Kstavuchas Adorai Mahela only right Torah Shema Chzav. Ki Alpi means Baal Peh. Alpi Adorai Mahela Karati Chabris Beis Yisrael. Decreases Bris, the Ikri Kris is going to be on Torah Shema Baal Peh. The Gemara says at this time after the Chet Ha'egel and after the Luchas Shniyais then it was Nitzchadish, a new idea of Torah Shabbat. It's going to be a big Torah Shabbat, and the Ikka Kris is going to be on that. And that's what the Gemara says, Yagaita Yomatsasi Tamin. You have to have Yigiya in order to work on Torah Shabbat. You have to have Yigiya. And after you have the Yigiya was Moshe Rabbeinu with Psalacha, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom had engraved the Luchas. Just, you can be Psalacha from today till next year. It's not going to have that Aseres Adibis. The Rebbeinu Shalom has to ultimately engrave the Luchas. So that's called Yagaita. Just because the person does Yigiyah doesn't mean that it's going to happen automatically. It's not like in other disciplines that if the person applies himself, he will succeed. He has an intelligent mind. He'll succeed in any given discipline. No, by Torah you have to have Yigiyah, and then it'll be a Pchina Matzasa. The Rebbe Shalom will give us the Yaita Nishmai and engrave, and give the engraving of the Luchas. I think Rabbi Tzalel will know how to comment on this. on the Hemshech HaPesukim here, why it says Ksav L'chol HaTavar Melech Ki Alpi HaTavar, all of a sudden now it says about the Torah Shebal Peh, in the middle of nowhere, what kind of, so the Netziv in the Beis HaLevi say it's a Hemshech to the Luchah Shnias as opposed to the Luchah Shvishenas. Either Rav Shlomo Levilner or Rav Tal Vilner, one of the two, is quoted by contemporaries as having commented like this. The pasuk right before this says Lo Sevashel Gdibach Alevi Mo. The Gemara says it says three times Lo Sevashel Gdibach Alevi Mo. One goes on Bishol, one goes on Achile, one goes on Yisr Hanor. The three different Yisurim. And this is all Torah Shebal Peh. Based on the Torah Shebichsav, all it says is Bishol Basavachol. So the Torah says right. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the Rabban Shalom, why should I write three times Lois Vashel? Let me write Lois Vashel, Lois Toichal, Lois Tehon. The Rabban Shalom said, Ksav L'chol HaTavar Melech, listen to me, write it the way I tell you, write it with the Torah Shebichsav, because it's going to be a big Torah Shebichsav, there's going to be a lot of Torah on this to explain why it's written three times. And the Gemara has a lot of dinim based on the fact that it's not written normally, based on the fact that it's written Lois Vashel, and it doesn't say Lois Toichal. The Gemara says in the second paragraph of Tzachim that all other Isurim, all other Machalos Asuris, are only awesome in our Torah k'derech achilosim. If Yiddish left derech achilosim, it's only in Yisrael Rabbanon, and b'makom chodeshim b'sakana yamatim. Hashayini came over here, by what? By Basra B'chalot, since it doesn't say lo yisachlu, it doesn't say b'loshen achilos, it's awesome in our Torah, even shlok k'derech achilosim, there's no head of chodeshim b'sakana. The Gemara has it. Rambam has other dinim also about the Hanor. Why does it say lo yisihane? Because the Hanor is a part of the achila. There's a lot. So that's what I think Rav Shlomo Levilner, Rav Tzal, I think it's Rav Tzal, he made that connection. He says, and the very next pasuk says that the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't ask any kashas, why am I giving you such a convoluted text? No, write it the way I'm telling you, because there's a big Torah Shabbat parents. Yeah, all of Hilchus Basra B'Chalav is based on the fact that it's written in this strange fashion. Okay, anybody going to be here for Shabbos? Special Chet Ha'Egel Shabbos?